The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school football.
It's a high kick, but a more traditional kick, as that's going to be Pacheco. It comes right up the middle, bounces to the outside, has a seam, has it across the 50, the 40, the 30. Nobody's going to catch Pacheco. He's going to take it the distance, takes the second half, kick off back for a touchdown.
Tonight, it's the Topala Indians. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
So shotgun formation here for Master. Matt looking to throw. Throws it again in the slot, and this time it's caught into the end zone. Touchdown! On a brilliant strike. Caught this time by Hoosman in stride.
Both squads are off to 2-0 starts with impressive offensive performances, which could lead to a shootout tonight. It's the home opener for Kearney Catholic, and the only contest to be at home for the first five games. It's the Indians and Stars coming up next, but first, New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Miles Field and Kearney with Randy Bushcutter and Don Leese. Right after this word with New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a sun-soaked Miles Field here at Kearney Catholic as the Stars playing host to Ogallala in a top 10 matchup. Randy Bushcutter, Don Leese, glad you could join us here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And this is a game, really, Don, that both these two teams have kind of had circled on their calendars since the matchups came up. They had a new schedule. Yep. They're not in the same district this year. So this is a game that I think both schools wanted to play because they knew it would be good competition. Yep. It's going to help them in terms of wild card points later on. Kearney Catholic wants to get the taste of that terrible loss that they had a year ago at the hands of Ogallala. They want to get the taste of that out of their mouth. Ogallala, of course, always wants to play good competition whenever they get the opportunity because they made the playoffs a year ago. They want to kind of keep things going. So we're not going to be disappointed tonight. They got a number five and a number seven and a number nine team in the state getting together here tonight. This should be a pretty good matchup.
Yeah, it should be, Randy. You know, you look at both sides here, and they both have really good skilled position people. And I know, you know, talking to some of the coaches at Kearney Catholic this week, you know, they got some good team speed, does Ogallala, and they're concerned. You know, they got to keep people inside. They don't want to get them outside. And, you know, like you said, Randy, they kind of both got together at the end of the last year and kind of went, you know, hey, you know, you guys want to play us, we want to play you guys, those types of things. Because it is kind of a good matchup. It's been a really good matchup for Kearney Catholic and Ogallala the last few years.
Been some great slobber knockers, they kind of call it. Ogallala basically makes their living on the ground. Kearney Catholic is much more likely to put it on the air. Ran the ball fairly effective a week ago, but I think it's safe to say the air game is really Kearney Catholic strength there. Ogallala, if they throw the ball 15 times, that would be right at their average. We'll have 15 passes by Kearney Catholic probably by halftime. Wind could be a factor in this when we have sustained winds of about 23 miles an hour, and just right on cue, you kind of hear it blowing through my microphone here. So wind could be a factor in this.
Yeah, it definitely could be, Randy. And this, you know, the field sets north and south, and then it's coming out of the north there, blowing towards the south, so you know you get the wind with you on certain things. It's going to be a, you know, big advantage. We going against it, you know, you get, you know, field position and things like that are huge. So this wind could play a big factor in this football game.
And a quick note here: injuries are going to be a bit of a factor here for Kearney Catholic. Nathan Dutenhofer, after making a great defensive play and a sack, high ankle sprain, he will not play tonight. Oh, a hyperextended knee for Holtmeyer. And so they're going to be without one of their big weapons here for Kearney Catholic because Brady Holtmeyer can do a lot of things, and that sprints out of defense. He will play. He is suited up, but not starting tonight.
Yep, and, you know, he was banged up a little bit. You know, talked to him a little bit this week and stuff, and he said it's, you know, it feels pretty good. He ran on it and did some cutting and everything yesterday, and it felt pretty good. Practice yesterday, practiced a little bit on Wednesday. Felt pretty good, he said, but you know, when you're just a little bit banged up, you're just not, you know, quite all there. And then Brady's one of those weapons that Kearney Catholic has that they like to get him in space and see what he can do out there.
Well, we'll find out what both head coaches have in mind as we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by your good friends, Terry and Jason Stark, are a new tech seat dealer near you. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll talk with the two head coaches. We'll begin with Jeff McBride, the head coach of the 2-0 Ogallala Indians. We come back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, week two. Grand Island Central Catholic at home trying to get a little offense going as they struggled in week one. They take on a Kearney Catholic team that whose offense was really going. And usually Coach Bob Fuller joins us. Coach, you've been around the game long enough to not get too high, get too low. We hear that all the time. And it just kind of blew up in that first quarter right from the get-go, and the kids were behind the eight ball the whole time. You go back and you look at the film, and how do you approach your team when you got together for that first practice this week?
Well, we try to correct the things that we could correct, you know, things that were fixable, and then also, you know, talk about the, you know, the things that we felt like we had some positives in the second half, you know, that you know, really helped, and I hopefully that'll carry on into this ball game. And it, you know, we moved some personnel around a little bit too, and so we're trying to, you know, get things more settled with position wise amongst our players, and try to put everybody in the right position, and then just keep working on execution and blocking and tackling, you know, fundamentals. One of the good things coming out, I guess, if, you know, when you get beat like that, you know, we only had one penalty. And so that, from a discipline standpoint, that's you know, you like seeing that. And you don't want the penalty bug to, you know, to make it worse. So we were a little happy with that. But we worked on, you know, things that we think that we can do, and we're not gonna, you know, we're not making any wholesale changes just because one game, you know, doesn't make a season. And so we, like I say, we've concentrated this week on trying to do the things better that we didn't do, and taking care of the football is certainly one of those.
Running the veer is probably the one of the disadvantages, is that if you do get behind big, it's kind of hard to grind out time and grind out scores, because it takes a while to move the ball down the field. Did you adjust, or did you try to, since it was game one, stay with that game plan and do what you intended to do?
Well, we did. We stayed with our game plan. We just felt like, you know, this being so early in the season, that we need to, you know, concentrate on getting our running game going. And you know, we threw the ball maybe a little bit more than we wanted to. And yeah, we've got a two-minute offense, but we didn't go to it, you know, a spread type thing, but we didn't go to that. We just tried to, you know, do, like I said, try to correct the things that we weren't doing well. And you're right, veer offense is, you know, you get behind, it's a little tougher. But, you know, too, the thing with running the veer, it usually takes, you know, over the years that we've been running this, it always seems like it takes – 2, 3, maybe even 4 games to get things going really the way that you want them to.
So, and we're talking with Bob Fuller, head coach, Grand Island Central Catholic. Since it was the first time through for these guys, even though they ran it in practice a lot, what were your thoughts on the way the kids did run the offense on Friday?
Well, you know, our execution at times wasn't too bad, and we just made a lot of you know, errors with assignments. And when that's the thing that we've been trying to correct and trying to protect, you know, when we do throw the ball, protect our quarterback a little better. And so that's the thing that, you know, we had negative yards at halftime, and we ended up, you know, on the plus side because, like I said, we played better the second half. But, you know, just repetition, and I think we'll execute and play better, you know, against Kearney Catholic.
Let's talk a little bit about the Stars. Kind of the same boat, only on the other side of things. They got Adams Central in some trouble, and then they just kind of rolled up on a traditionally very good football team like Central Catholic is. So what did you see when you studied the tape of the Stars?
Well, you know, they had some playmakers, and, you know, they're trying to look for those mismatches, you know, in their passing game, and their quarterback is a really good thrower. I mean, he really slings the ball, and it's really hard to get to him because he's in the gun and the ball's out. I mean, it's out quickly. And so, you know, you've got to do some things in that secondary and up on the line of scrimmage, you know, to try to take care of that. And you know, they always say the best pass defense is a pass rush. But having said that, you know, this guy really gets the ball out quick, and I think that's part of their game plan.
They maybe struggled, according to Coach Harvey, and looking at the stats, didn't run the ball like they wanted to. Can you find a way to maybe make that to your advantage here tonight?
Well, let's hope they don't run the ball better, because they can really throw it. I mean, you look at teams that are, you know, that spread out. That's the number one thing you got to look at is, you know, their running game and to see what, you know, what type of running game they have and how effective it is, and you know, in developing your defensive game plan. And so you know, I know they've got capabilities of doing it. That's not what I'm trying to say at all, but you know, if they get to the point where they're running the ball very effectively, that's just going to make their passing game more effective. And boy, you've got a double-edged sword there.
Coach, as you went through practice this week, where have you seen, first, the attitude of your team and the improvement just from last week?
Well, like I say, I think, you know, maybe moving some kids around have helped, but trying to get those assignments down, I think we've gotten those down a little bit. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more, you know, excitement and enthusiasm this week. But then on the other hand, I think kids maybe have been concentrating a little better on just exactly what their job is and what they're supposed to do, and that's what we're hoping for anyway.
Well, Bob, hopefully things go a little bit better for the Crusaders, because we know this schedule doesn't get a lot easier for you guys. So stay healthy, and we appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Okay, we appreciate everything you do, and we'll Our main goal tonight is to try to get off to a good start, which we didn't do last week. So,
well, that's a key. Kearney Catholic got off to the good start. Central Catholic didn't last week, and we'll see if the first quarter determines the game again tonight. Bob Fuller, head football coach of the Crusaders, joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll be back with more from Memorial Field in Grand Island right after this.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together, we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great-tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and, of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials starting at $6.99. Rivals is also serving up the Barbecue Trio every Friday night, and Saturday night is the Brisket Special. Join Rivals for every Husker and Hastings Bronco game for a pizza and beer special only $21.99. Only at Rivals. Open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
And welcome back here to Miles Field and the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry Jason Starker, New Tech Seed dealer near you. We apologize for some technical difficulties we had. It seems that some sort of gnomes, monsters, or gremlins somehow ate our coach's interviews, so we apologize for that, but we can paraphrase a little bit of what Coach Harvey was going to say, and part of that discussion was about the injury to Brady Holtmeyer and how that kind of impacts the game here a little bit, because they weren't sure earlier in the week whether or not he was going to play. But you talked to Brady earlier today, Don, and the indication you got from him was?
Yeah, that he was going to, he's able to play. A little bit sore, but not too bad. He did a lot of cutting and running on it yesterday, and he said it felt pretty good. You did some routes and everything, and felt pretty good. And then Scott Arntz did a lot of little tests on him and made sure that things were going good. And so he said today he's good to go. He's ready to roll.
The starting quarterback for Ogallala through the course of the year, Kobe Rizak, has thrown only 27 passes all year. They're one of those teams that really, it is that old story of you run to set up the pass. Yep. They are going to run. And then, just to keep you honest, they're going to put the ball in the air from time to time. Rizak has had fairly good success in the air. He's 16 of 27 for 269 yards and 4 touchdowns on the year. Their leading receiver is Logan Hammond, who's got 5 balls for 116 yards. What that equates to is when they connect, it tends to be a pretty big play. Yep. For Ogallala.
Yeah, and that's what they were saying, some of the coaches when I was talking to them this week, Randy, is that they like to do a lot of, run, and they'll play action you, and then they'll try to hit you deep on some things. You got to keep those guys honest because, you'll get your safeties coming flying up there, and then all of a sudden there goes the guy right by them, and they pull it out and they throw it deep on them. So you got to be ready to play assignment football.
And, again, they've got some good team speed, does Ogallala. Logan Hammond's carried the ball 6 times for 43 yards, over 7 yards a carry. Doesn't carry the ball a lot, but he will, when he does, that's fairly good success. And Jake Estrada and Max Lindgren, number 21 and number 23, we're going to call their names a lot. Estrada has run the ball 30 times so far this season for 206 yards. That's a little bit short of 7 yards per carry. Lindgren has carried the ball 23 times for 150 yards. That's about 6.5 yards a carry. So again, when and Rizik, as a quarterback in this option scheme, doesn't run the ball a whole lot. Most of the option is which one of those running backs with the crossback action and all sorts of other misdirections that they like to do. That's really where the, I don't know if it's truly an option, but that's where a lot of that comes from. Rizik has actually got negative yards on the year. Quarterback sacks is what that equates to there. But Lindgren and Estrada, they're a pretty good 1-2 punch running the football.
Yeah, they are. And that's what one of the things that the coaches were kind of concerned about, is they said they got to keep those guys in between the tackles. And they like to get bounced outside. They like to get out there on the edge. And then, it's one-on-one a lot of times, and they can make some people miss. And they said that these guys are fast. They get out in that open, and Kearney Catholic's fast too. But he says it's going to be a foot race on some things. And he goes, that's one thing we got to do. We got to make sure that we get our ends up and make sure that they get run in between the tackles where we got some good chances to tackle them.
And again, when you start with the Kearney Catholic offense, you start at the quarterback position, and Masker has had a great start of the year here for Kearney Catholic. Matt is 25 of 43 for 525 yards. Had a huge game last week, and he averages 3 touchdowns a game, has thrown only 1 pick on the entire season. He's got 6 touchdown passes, 1 pick. His touchdown pass to interception ratio is outstanding. You sometimes forget that he's only a junior out there by the heady decisions that he makes.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. They do, that's one thing that they like about Matt, is he's very heady out there. He can go from one receiver to the other to the next one. He does his progressions real well. He looks over the defenses. He said that there was one time in the Adams Central game when that was 3rd and long, and then all of a sudden Adams Central was coming up in a press coverage, and Matt audible to 2 guys to run a go route because they like to get those guys on one-on-one situations, and that's what they had at times. So he is very, very intelligent out there when he wants to, look over the defense, see what's out there. And sometimes he'll audible on some things and, get some one-on-one coverages with all the receivers. And that's one thing that Coach Harvey's mentioned many times, is there's a lot of eggs in the basket out there. There's a lot of people that they can go to. It's not a one-man person. They're going to miss Brady on some things, but he's going to get some playing time. But there's a lot of people that they can throw to.
and I'm just counting it here, there's been 13 different guys who have run the football for Kearney Catholic. And they've had a couple of lopsided wins here, but they've had 13 different guys that carried the football, and I believe it's 11 that have caught a pass so far this year. So, again, there isn't just one target out there for Masker. His favorite target on the year so far has been Johnny Hoosman, who has caught 7 balls for 167 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
Yep, and that's what, you know, he kind of looks things over and tries to pick out the people that, you know, will have some one-on-one coverages, and he looks that way first, Randy, and then he'll go through his progressions and stuff if they roll a guy over or they undercut some things. But Matt does a good job of watching where people are at when he comes to the line of scrimmage, and he likes to take advantage of those situations when he looks at it and goes, hey, you know, Eric Pacheco, John Hoosman, you know, all those guys have one-on-one situations. I'm going to get the ball to those guys.
And there's going to be some size out here for Ogallala. That's been kind of who they are, but not a real true size advantage for them. Ryan Christensen will be their largest offensive lineman, who averages, he was at 235 pounds, 215 pounds for Dylan Ellard. And for Kearney Catholic, they've got some size, 210, 200, 185, 250 on the line. So this is not one of those years, and it's happened many times that the Kearney Catholic plays Ogallala. Ogallala can just kind of lean on you and just run you over. That's probably not going to be the case here tonight, but it is going to be a situation where the speed of Ogallala is what we notice, not necessarily the brawn.
Yep, and that's one thing, you know, Coach Harvey mentioned, last week, is that, you know, going into this game, there's a lot of comparisons on a lot of things. And, you know, last year, you know, when they came in here, Ogallala had a little bit of a size advantage on Kearney Catholic. And he goes, this year, that's not the case. You know, the big thing is going to be the speed. The speed of Kearney Catholic and the speed of Ogallala, you know, trying to get their guys out in open space to make people miss. Kearney Catholic's going to try to get their guys out in space and make people miss. You know, Ogallala is going to try to do it more on the ground, you know, with some reverses and some toss sweeps and stuff like that, and trying to get their backs out there. But and Kearney Catholic's going to do the same a little bit with Cooper Holbrook and some of them in the backfield. But they really want to get those wide receivers out there, and they want to, you know, try to make them miss.
Most of the injuries that Kearney Catholic suffered in their loss at home to Ogallala last year were self-inflicted. There were 9 bad snaps over the punter's head, over the holder's head, over the quarterback's head. Yeah. And Holtmeyer started a quarterback. It was the second game of the year. And he lost, I believe, at like 115 yards by going back and just having to fall on the football. Those were absolute drive killers. And Ogallala, to their credit, made Kearney Catholic play. And the game last year wasn't even close. And that's a taste that Kearney Catholic wants to get out of their mouth.
Yes, they do, Randy. You know, this is one of those games that, you know, when they came out with the schedule, you know, the coaches and the players also marked this one down, Randy, as one of those games that they really wanted to play.
Yeah, and again, it's going to be a great matchup. A couple of teams that respect each other, they ask to play each other. This one really should be a whole lot of fun. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll have our starting lineups as we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great-tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and, of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Carney.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. They are introducing the starting lineups here for Ogallala. Well, let's do the same. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The Indians come in a perfect 2-0 on the year, a hard-fought win last week against Gothenburg, and week number one they had an easy time of it against the Minden Whippets. And the starting lineup for the Indians on the line will be Ryan Christensen, a 235-pound junior. Also on the line, a freshman, 215-pound Dylan Ellard. Cameron Rapielli, 180 pounds, and a sophomore. Ethan LeGrand, 180-pound junior. Jimmy Ryan, a 210-pound junior on the line. Running back, we mentioned Max Lindgren, a senior, 165 pounds. Also at tight end will be Bryce Bohr, a senior, 190 pounds. The other running back is Jake Estrada, 175 pounds, and a senior. They have him listed at running back, but he'll split out quite a bit. Mitch Sutherland, 145 pounds, and a senior. Also at running back will be Logan Hammond, 160 pounds, and a senior. And Kobe Rizak, 145 pound senior, will quarterback the Ogallala Indians for head coach Jeff McBride. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, on the line will be Ty Conley, a 5'11", 170 pound senior. Brandon Mers, also a senior, 6'2", 210 pounds. Colby Shires will actually start tonight, 6'1", 200 pounds, and a senior. His brother Colin Shires, also starting, 6'2", 220 pounds, and a senior. Michael Daniel, 5'10", 250 pounds, and a junior. And also on the line, Ryan Blake, 5'10", 185 pounds, and a senior. Wide receiver, John Hoosman, 5'11", 160 pounds, and a senior. Matt Masker, the quarterback, 6'2", 205 pounds. Cooper Holbrook, the running back, 5'9", 155 pounds, and a senior. Chad Bartholomew will start instead of Brady Holtmeyer. Bartholomew is 5'10", 165 pounds, and a senior. Brett Kaiser, 6'2", junior, 190 pounds, will be a wide receiver. Also a wide receiver will be Eric Pacheco, 5'9", 155 pounds, and a senior for head coach Rashawn Harvey. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And bathed in sunshine in the middle of the field, Kearney Catholic will break the huddle, and we'll just about ready to get things underway. We're going to have a national anthem, and then the kickoff coming up in just a few moments. We'll wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Bring your family to Buzz's Marine in Kearney, where we create family memories that last a lifetime. Whether you are looking for a new or pre-owned sport boat, pontoon, deck boat, or fishing boat, we have over 200 boats to choose from. Check out our fully stocked pro shop for everything your family needs to have fun on the water. From wakeboards to life jackets to the season's hottest tubes, we have something for everyone. With 59 years of trust, discover why we are the home of family boating. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Anderson Brothers can rewire your entire house or just add a handy outlet. We can fix an annoying drip or install a whole new kitchen and bath. We can change your furnace filter or convert your entire home to geothermal heat. After all, our name says it all. Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers. Neighbors serving your neighborhood for over 65 years.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic did win the toss. They have chosen to defer to the second half, so they'll get the ball to start the second half. They'll kick it off to start the first half here, and that will give the Ogallala offense a chance to show off that team speed. Randy Bushcutter, Don Lease with you. Glad you could join us here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Great matchup tonight between the Indians and the Stars. And again, I think a good start to the game is always important, but when you have a tight contest between two quality teams, it becomes even more so.
Yeah, it does, Randy. And then, you know, both teams want to get off to a good start here. Ogallala is going to have the option right now to, you know, be on offense right away and see what they can get going, if they can get their backs out there and get them going on the, you know, some of those sweeps and some of those option type things, and see if they can't get those guys turned loose. And Kearney Catholic got the win with them to start this first quarter. So, you know, if they can get them pinned deep, you know, get them a three and out, Kearney Catholic can, maybe they can get a good field position out of this situation.
Number 9, Ogallala. Number 7, Kearney Catholic, getting all set to get things underway here at Miles Field. And teeing it up for the Stars, of course, is going to be Caleb Hoyt, the 5'11", 155-pound junior, who pretty good soccer player. That's one of the reasons why he kicks footballs, because he kicks a soccer ball pretty well.
Yes, he does. He's got a good leg on him, does Caleb. He does a really good job of getting that ball, and he kind of places it sometimes where, you know, okay, let's go to the right side or left side on those types of things also, Randy. So Caleb does a really good job of kicking off.
He will have a little assistance with the wind at his back. He'll put the foot into it at the 40. A little bit more of a low-line drive kick. It is bobbled out there, but picked up at about the 10 down the sideline. And the hole is going to close, but boy, just coming right up the middle is Hammond. Well, not the middle. He just ran a straight line where he got the ball about on the numbers up there. Brought down by Hoosman after he brought the ball down to about the 30-yard line. So that's a good starting position here for the Indians on their first possession.
Yeah, it is a good start. Like you said, Randy, you know, he took that kickoff and he bobbled it. It bounced up and got on the ground, and it bounced right back up to him, but didn't miss a stride, and he just took off, like you said, down the sideline on that one side there on the right side and got it out to the 30-yard line for Ogallala.
So no juking, no driving, no nothing, just that speed going right up the middle, and they're going to go with that tight formation. We'll see this a lot here from the Indians. They'll bunch things up and hope to maybe bust things out to the outside. They'll put a man in motion. Under center here is going to be Rizak. Rizak would just kind of get the ball to the outside, and not much room there as Holtmeyer does make the start on defense. Him and Ty Connolly making the tackle, and there was no room to run there at all.
Yeah, as they put that back in motion, Randy, and, you know, tried to get him out here, and then they tossed it out here, kind of threw it out here to him on this left side of Ogallala. Good job by, you know, the linebackers and this cornerback Pacheco on this side, running up there and making sure everything went inside, and Brady Holtmeyer and the guys were right there to make the tackle.
So nothing for Jake Estrada, as he wasn't able to turn the corner there. Again, they go very tight. They do have a wing back, a tight end on the other side. They put a man in motion. They're going to hand it off here to Estrada. Estrada goes off to that right side, and he's trying to run through one tackle and does enough to get a first down. Chad Bartholomew is going to tie things up here, but that's going a gain of about 15 on the play.
Yeah, nice run on that right side there, Randy. You know, the fullback led up through there and did a good job of kicking out the linebacker on that situation. And, you know, Chad Bartholomew on one of his safety cornerback positions had to come up there and make the tackle. Nice run for Ogallala, though.
Now, Estrada was set up as a wingback and just kind of came across that formation. And we're going to have a stoppage here, as I think they've got a knot in the chain as they were dragging it up. So they'll have a little stoppage to get that all straightened out here. Get that all unfurled.
Yep. And you'll see that a lot, you know, with these guys, Randy, you know, trying to get their momentum going, and they, you know, put these guys kind of winged out on it. They kind of like to get that handoff with a full momentum going towards that line of scrimmage on this. Ogallala likes to do those types of things.
It's 67 degrees. There's some clouds out there, but a lot of sunshine as well. That wind is worth noting at about 22 miles an hour at kickoff. But the field is in great shape. First game of the year here at home at Miles Field. Tonight's field conditions brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Well, they get things straightened out there on that far sideline with the chain. And again, when they got it going there, they just got a knot in it, and they don't want it to be 9.9 yards. They want the full 10 yards. This time they're going to go with the I formation, and right up the middle they're going to hand it off, and there's no room to run there at all. Blake is going to put an end to that.
Yeah,
he came through in his linebacker position, got some help from Nathan Williams as well, so a couple of linebackers meet at the running back.
Yep,
And Estrada had nowhere to go.
He didn't, Randy. And, you know, he got the handoff, you know, about 2 yards deep there, and he tried to follow his fullback coming up there. But there just wasn't no, you know, no hole there. Michael Daniel did a really good job of keeping things up front, too, Randy, up to, for Kearney Catholic.
So it'll be second and 10 at the 45. They have to get to the other 45, obviously. In motion is going to be Estrada. Estrada gets to that outside. He's going to bring it across to the 50. Williams actually hit him. It would have been no gain, but he didn't have a great angle, and Estrada ran through that, so that's going to be gained right at 5 yards.
Yep, taking that ball to that right side, Estrada, that's one of the guys that, you know, I know the coaches were concerned about, don't want to get him turned loose and keep him, you know, out there, you know, keep him inside. Nathan did a good job of getting, at least slowing him up a little bit so those linebackers could get out there. So, you know, he didn't get him turned in, but yet he got him slowed up enough so those linebackers could get him.
The Indians are just short of midfield. They need to get it just short of the 45-yard line. Low snap, hustle here by Williams, and he's going to make the sack. Down at the 40-yard line is Colby Rizak, and Rizak is going to lose 10 on the play. If that wasn't a blitz, it was a great read by Williams.
Yep, and one of those things, Randy, a little bit of a low snap, like you said. By the time he got it and looked up there, there was Williams right there. So Williams did a good job. Like you said, if it wasn't a blitz, he came in there and read that real well and made the sack for Kearney Catholic.
Pacheco is in punt receive formation. He's going to be at about the 35-yard line. Be a pretty good wind in the face. That's going to be a low line drive kick. It's going to bounce at the 35 and going to be down by Mitch Sutherland. And Pacheco had no chance of getting anywhere near that ball.
No. And, you know, just like you said, Randy, kind of a low liner on that situation. You know, Pacheco wanted it. You could see he wanted to get up there and then field that, but he wisely got away from it and Ogallala downed it right at the 30-yard line.
And you got to respect, it's Jake Estrada who does the punting. You got to respect him potentially running with the football as well. But with that wind in their face, no return as the low line drive kick, and that's a good decision here by the Indians. Stars, fairly good field position. First and 10 from the 30-yard line. Matt Masker, the only back in the backfield, have three guys in the slot. Now Cooper Holbrook is going to join him in backfield. And Masker is actually going to get in under center. He'll take the snap, throw out here, and the pass is going to be incomplete. They're going to say that's a forward throw, and that is going to save Kearney Catholic a big issue there because John Hoosman couldn't come up with it because as soon as he caught it, Jake Estrada, number 21, drilled number 21.
Yep, as Hoosman kind of ran this, you know, a little bit of a screen out here, he was trying to catch that ball, and by the time he did, Randy, Estrada came flying up there from his position and just put a good hit on John Hoosman.
That ball was not forward very much. They go with the diamond formation. They bunch them all to the right side, and they're going to set the screen up over here. They get it out to Bartholomew. Bartholomew has the lead blocker, and Estrada again with the tackle, and that's going to be maybe a loss of one.
Yep, Estrada fought through one of the blockers out here and did a good job, just coming around as Bartholomew tried to get to the outside here on this little screen pass out here to him. As they've had it bunched up, Estrada did a good job of fighting it off and making the tackle.
So it'll be third and 12 here for the Stars. 8:40 to go. This is their first drive of the ball game. They're checking the sideline, getting the signal from Coach Pacheco. And now Masker, they have one back in the backfield. Holbrook will stay in to pass protect. They throw it off the left side. They got a man open, and it's going to be caught for a first down. It's Hoosman making the catch at about the 42-yard line. That'll be a gain of 14.
Yep, as they had a guy going deep off things, Randy, and that kind of took that guy. And then John Hoosman ran a little bit, kind of like a little wheel route out there on that side, on the left side. And it was open just enough out there, and you know, Matsker threw the ball out there to him for a nice first down for Kearney Catholic.
We'll say this a lot. You can hold these guys back. Both teams, you know, have third and long, but both of them have enough explosiveness. They can convert either on the ground or in the air. Hand off here to Holbrook, and Holbrook's got nowhere to go. He's going to push the pile forward, and Nails, and we call him that because he's tough as nails, will push the pile forward for a gain of about one, and that's going to be it.
Yep, and like you said, Randy, there wasn't much there, and you know, Cooper runs extremely, extremely hard out of that and tried to take that thing over to the left side, Kearney Catholic's left side, but Ogallala did a good job of getting some penetration by those defensive linemen.
This will be a long nine. Holbrook's the only back in the backfield. One wide out to the right. Holbrook's going to go in motion to that right side. They throw it down the middle. A long pass. There's a man there, but overthrown. And pretty good wheels there for Hoosman, but he wasn't quite fast enough to track that one down, and it falls incomplete.
Yep, they had two guys on that side, one guy on this side, Randy, and he tried to hook up with John. John did, you know, have a little bit of a step there. And Matt Matzker just let him just a little bit too much there, but John had just a tad bit of a step on him on that play.
And that's, again, one of those examples of maybe they were even when the ball went in the air, but then Hoosman was able to outrun him, but not outrun him enough to actually come up with the ball. That wind aided that pass maybe a little bit too much. They're going to bunch things up. Four on the right side again. They look over here for the screen, and they'll get it out to Pacheco. Pacheco will bounce across the 40, the 50, bring it across the 45, and he's going to have enough for the first down. Yep. He's going to gain 7, 12. We'll call that a gain of 14.
Yeah, nice job. You know, they bunched that over four people on this right side and hit this little out to Pacheco, and Pacheco did a good job of, you know, stepping inside and then bouncing it out to the outside and picking up the first down for Kearney Catholic.
Well, both teams have been able to get across midfield in their first possession. Stars now have it first and 10 from the 43-yard line. No backs in the backfield as Holbrook will go now to the right. So there's two to the right, three to the left here for Masker. And Masker, quick throw, caught by Bartholomew. Bartholomew at about the 39-yard line is going to get forward progress and gain of about four is all.
Yep. Just a, you know, quick little out route, a hook route on this right side. Like you said, you had two receivers on this side, three on that side. Bartholomew ran a little bit of hook route, you know, about a 5-6 yard little hook route there, Randy. And nice job by Matzker getting the ball out here to him.
So it'll set up. They got a little bit more of a spot there than I thought they'd get. We'll call it now second and five. Might be a bit of a stretch to call it five. Mask only back in the backfield. He'll throw it to number five, and he'll break a tackle. Pacheco, he'll be short of the 30-yard line. So that's going to be enough for the first down, though. That's going to be a gain of about seven, maybe even eight, and the Stars move the chains.
Yep, just had two receivers on this side. Pacheco ran a little bit of an under route, and Bartholomew a little bit of deeper route, and you know, they got the ball out here to Pacheco on about 5 or 6 yard out, and then picked up a couple more, but picked up enough for the first down for Kearney Catholic.
Kaiser will be split out wide to the left, a little bit more in the slot. On the near side is going to be Pacheco. Bartholomew is the only receiver to the right. Rolling to his left is going to be Masker. Masker throws it in wide open. They make the catch, and that's going to be enough for a first down. They dumped it in underneath, and that will be caught by Hoosman.
Yep. Sent one guy on the outside. Kaiser went deep on it, and then Hoosman ran a little bit of an under route, you know, about a 12, 13, 14-yard under route. Masker rolled out to the left side on that one and connected with Hoosman again. They had a corner blitz on this side, did Ogallala, but they were going to the other side there with it.
First and 10 from the 16 here for Kearney Catholic. The wind is at their back. Sun beginning to set. There's some long shadows. Masker drops back. Now he's scrambling a little bit, has a stiff arm, and then he's going to be enveloped by the Indians after he's brought down at about the 24-yard line. So they had a loss of eight.
Yep, and I believe it was number 54 for, you know, Ogallala that got in there first right off the bat. Randy kind of made Matt step up, and then Matt took off with it. And one of the guys on the outside here, number 22, I believe it was Bryce Bohrer, did a good job of pulling him down for a loss for that, on that play for Kearney Catholic.
Raffaele is the one that started that, 180-pound sophomore, as he was able to battle through there and throw off the timing of that. And then the rest of the Indians came a-coming. Masker looking to throw. We'll throw it out left side. Great pass, and it's a diving attempt and dropped by Holbrook at the 2-yard line. Great pass because when the ball was thrown, Holbrook was covered. It was thrown into an area where Holbrook was going to be able to see it. The defender wasn't able to look there. A well-thrown ball. It was going to take a great diving catch for it to be complete, and it falls incomplete.
Yep, and they had a little corner blitz on this left side again. That Mitch Reimers, this time number four for Ogallala, was blitzing on that play, and Matzker read it. You know, he could see it, and Holbrook ran a little bit of a wheel route on that side going down to the sideline. Like you said, he put it in a good spot. Holbrook, you know, made a great effort to try to come up with it and just didn't quite connect with it.
So it's third and 18 here for the Stars, and a quick little slant pass is tipped. Going to be caught there by Kaiser. Kaiser puts his head down, drives. It's going to be awfully close to the first down marker as he's down at about the five.
Yep, that time Kaiser ran a little bit of an in route on the left side there, Mitch Sutherland did a good job for Ogallala. He read it good, Randy, and did a good job of coming up in there. Deflected off his hands. Kaiser kept his eye on it, corralled the ball and picked it and went on down to about the 5-yard line for Kearney Catholic.
And they have moved the chains. It'll be first and goal for Kearney Catholic at the 5 after the juggling catch by Brett Kaiser in traffic. And they're looking over to the sideline here. Masker's going to get the instructions. Pressure coming. He'll throw a screen, and that's set up pretty well. Holbrook, the catch, and the touchdown.
Just a great call there, Randy, because they were coming. Ogallala was on the outside, and the guys up front, they let him go through, and Matt Masker was backpedaling, hit Cooper Holbrook right at the 5-yard line for a nice screen play, a good call, and a touchdown for Kearney Catholic.
11 pass attempts on that drive for Kearney Catholic. And probably another one. They were sacked on another one. So it'll be Hoyt trying to add the extra point here. Stars already up 6-0 after the 5 points bank touchdown. Bach with the hold. The kick is up by number 3. It looks good, and it is good. 7-0, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Remember, all of our touchdowns are brought to you by 5 points bank and Kearney, the better bank. 7-0 Stars with 4:51 to go in the first quarter as they march right down the field. A big third down conversion to set up first and goal and then the screen pass with a touchdown. Stars will kick it off with a 7-0 lead. We come back after this.
At Acera Care Hospice, we care for your family like you are a part of ours. Through compassionate hospice services, we help to alleviate fears and concerns so that you and your loved ones can focus on the joy of everyday moments. We celebrate the memories and special occasions of a life well-lived and provide support and assistance so you feel comforted throughout the hospice journey. For more information about our services, visit us online at aceracare.com. Acera Care Hospice, caring for moments that matter.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
Caleb Hoyt with the kickoff is going to be dropped at about the 10-yard line. Picking it up there is going to be Hammond. Hammond on that right side again, just running straight up, trying to get whatever he can. And he'll be brought down at about the 25-yard line. Welcome back to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraskaland National Bank member, FDIC. And a nice drive there by Kearney Catholic to put them up 7-0.
Yeah, it was. A lot of little outs, little dinks and dumps. And then they try to hit some things deep to keep them honest on some things. Brett Kaiser did a good job of keeping his eye on one of the footballs there on a third down conversion for Kearney Catholic to get him to the 5, but a great drive by Kearney Catholic.
So this will be first and 10 from the 26. Under center again is going to be Rizek. Rizek will hand it off, pro-style formation, and Estrada on the run, and he's going to be hogtied there by Holtmeyer, who brings him down at about the 35-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 9 on the play.
Yep, and on this side over here, they did a good job, did Kearney Catholic, of turning him in, but the line for Ogallala did a really good job of controlling it up front, and then they got a hat on a couple of the linebackers to get those pushed back for a nice run on first down for Ogallala.
They're going to spot him right at the 35, so this will be a yard and a half. Maybe we round it out to 2. Estrada's going to come across in motion, hand it off to the fullback end underneath. Bouncing through there is going to be Lindgren. I think that's Lindgren. It could be Bohr.
I think it was Lindgren, too. I think it was 23.
Yeah, it was. Bohr will carry the ball from that position as well. That'll be a gain of about 4 on the play and be first and 10.
Yep, and this time they gave it to the fullback coming around, because usually they've been giving it a lot of times to Estrada going around the ends on those. This time they gave it to the fullback going up the middle, and he just kept his feet driving and picked up the first down for Ogallala.
It's a derivative of the old wing tee. What they do is they bring that fullback in there, that fullback behind the quarterback, maybe even an eye back there, but they'll bring in that one of those wing backs coming through and have a couple of lead blockers for him. Rizek's going to roll out, look to throw. He's got a wheel route here, and it's going to go off the hands of Lindgren and incomplete.
Yep, this time they tried to fake that little dive on that one, Randy, and they tried to hit these guys on the outside. Like we said in the pregame, They like to get these guys out in the open as much as possible, getting them out here, you know, if whether it's going to be a little bit of a dump pass. Like you said, Randy, they don't pass a whole lot, but every once in a while they try to go deep or they try to hit these guys out here in the backs and try to make let them try to break a couple tackles.
Good athletes get them in space, and then a good athlete's going to have to make an open field tackle. Yep. Otherwise, it's a big gainer.
Yep.
So it'll be second and 10 after the incompletion. Estrada comes across in formation. They throw a flag. That's got to be on the offense. Maybe they had two guys in motion. In any event, it's going to be a legal procedure here on Ogallala, so they're going to be setting up now second and 15.
Yep, I think one guy went in motion and another guy was, you know, stepping out here, Randy, on this left side for Ogallala, so they had two guys in motion right off the bat there. So moving back five more yards for Ogallala.
And again, they have the athletes, but yeah. The system is based to stay on schedule.
Yep.
And it's a little bit different than the true passing game that Kearney Catholic has. I think it's easier for that passing attack to make up for mistakes like this. Estrada comes across in the formation. Rizek looking to throw, pressure coming. He's going to roll out, little ball fake, and he'll run with it and be brought down at the 40-yard line. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, so it will not be a sack there for Ty Connolly, but that was great backside contain and then speed by Connolly to make the tackle, and he's going to end up get back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third and nine after a gain of six.
Yeah, and right off the bat, getting in there, you know, Colby Shires was one of them. Brandon Mers got in there also and, you know, kind of disrupt a lot of things. And then he had to scramble. And like you said, Ty Connolly did a great job, you know, from his linebacker position to run clear cross field here and get him to a minimal gain on that one to bring it up third and long right here.
Nose of the football is on the 40. They've got to make it to the 49, so just short of midfield. And, again, they'll go with two wingbacks. Man in motion. Rizek's going to roll out to the right side, looking in underneath. Connolly this time will not miss the sack. It'll be down at the 30-yard line. There'll be a loss of 10. Coming up from the linebacker position and putting on pressure on the quarterback is Ty Connolly, who wrestled him down.
Yep, Ty Connolly did a great job there, you know, Randy, as he tries to roll out to that right side. Ty Connolly, you know, shot through there on his linebacker position and sacked the quarterback that time for on third down, bringing up fourth down here for Ogallala.
Estrada standing at the 20-yard line, gets the snap. It's a little bit high, but he's able to handle it, and he'll kick it with that wind in his face, and a fair catch going to be made just short of the 40-yard line by Eric Pacheco. And Kearney Catholic will set up shop in pretty good field position. They marched down the field last time they had their hands on the ball when they threw on the drive 11 passes, including a 5-yard screen pass for the touchdown. They've got a minute 53 with the wind at their back and a 7-0 lead here at home at Miles Field.
Yep, and Pacheco did a good job of just coming up there because, you know, Estrada got a pretty good kickoff against the wind, and Pacheco did a good job of getting up there, a little bit of traffic, and fair catching it for Kearney Catholic.
So on the wide side, the near side over here is going to be Bartholomew. On the short side of the field, they've got one wide out over there. Bartholomew is going to come across in motion, and they're going to hand it off to him. They drop the football, and there's white jerseys there, and Ogallala is going to come up with it. They've got to be the ones to come up with the ball. Yep, there was two guys there, and Dylan Higgins is going to fall on it at about the 32-yard line.
Yep, yeah, one of those. You can see Bartholomew kind of slapping his helmet a little bit there. You know, I don't know if he thought that he wasn't getting the ball or what there, but there was a bad exchange between Matzker and Bartholomew right there, and the ball went on the ground, and Ogallala gets on it at about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, we'll call it first and 10 from the 32, so the turnover against Kearney Catholic. Rizek looking to throw, throws it in underneath, going to be caught. It'll be down at about the 25, about the 24-yard line, so that'll be a nice gain of 8 on the quick slant to Bryce Bohr.
Bryce Bohr did a good job of, you know, running that. They had gotten one guy deep on that one. Logan Hammond went deep on the left side, and then Bryce, Bohr did a good job of coming underneath there. Good pass, good throw, nice catch.
Bohr is a leading receiver. He's now has 8 catches for 133 yards on the season here for the Indians. Split out wide to the left is going to be Sutherland. Estrada's going to come across in motion, get handed the football, and a good open field tackle being made there by Nathan Williams. Williams is actually going to bring him back for a loss of about a yard and a half. It's going to set up now third and about three.
And that was one of the things that the coaches were, you know, wanting to stress is make sure that they turn those plays in. And Nathan did a good job of bouncing that to the outside there to make that tackle, Randy, because Estrada wanted to bounce it to the outside. And Nathan did a really good job of containing right there and making the tackle.
So it'll be third and about three from the 25-yard line. They're going to hand it off, a quick little dive. Estrada, a lot of green jerseys coming, is going to be knocked short of the 25-yard line. I'm not so sure he even got back the line of scrimmage. It's going to be fourth and at least three here.
Yep, and that's one of those, again, Randy, he tried to bounce it to the outside there. Didn't feel like there was nothing in the middle there. He tries to bounce it to the outside. And the speed of Kearney Catholic, too, there. Randy came flying up there and holding them to a minimal game on that one. So bring up fourth down here for Ogallala.
And they're going to go for it on fourth and three from the 25. They do have a kicker, but Kobe Hinton, that'd be a pretty tall order, a 42-yarder with the wind that he'd be facing. So they'll go out of the I formation. Rizek will put people in motion, and there's a stoppage. I think we have a timeout.
End of the quarter.
Oh, it is the end of the quarter. Well, a timeout for the end of the quarter.
Yep.
Stars with a 7-0 lead, a big fourth down conversion opportunity here for Ogallala. They've got it fourth and three from the 25, trailing the Stars 7-0. We come back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth to start the second quarter right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
For food that'll make you stand up and cheer, head to Fanatics. Start with traditional appetizers like mozzarella or breadsticks, or add a little spice to your life with jalapeno poppers. And don't forget the famous wings you can enjoy as appetizers or as a meal itself. Bite into their huge selection of burgers, pizzas, calzones, or sandwiches. With over 30 HDTVs, the bullpen, and their new party room, there's something always going on at Fanatics. Food that will make you stand up and cheer. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Fourth and three from the 25. Quick handoff to Estrada right up the middle. I don't think he got much at all. They're going to unfold things here. A quick dive right up the middle. Had a couple of lead blockers. He did gain some territory, but I think he's short of the first down marker there. They might bring the chains out. They are.
Yep.
That's exactly what they're going to do. Estrada, just a quick run right up the middle. He gained, we'll call it three. It was fourth and three. We'll see if it's 3.1 or if it's 2.9.
Like you said, Randy, they came up quickly, too, and gave that ball right away to him. And Kearney Catholic, I think, held up.
They did. It'll be first and 10 for the Stars. You can see it from here by about half the length of a football. The Stars defense is able to hold, and it'll be first and 10 here for Ogallala. So for Kearney Catholic. Turnover for both teams. The traditional turnover for Kearney Catholic, they fumbled the ball, but then four plays later, the turnover on downs for Ogallala. So the Stars defense stiffens here. And now with the wind in their face, they've been doing a lot of dump passes, a little bit shorter passes anyway, because hard to throw a long ball because the ball goes too far.
Yep.
So we'll see if it really changes what Kearney Catholic does here. But they threw the ball 11 times on their first drive. And now with the wind in their face, let's see what they do here. Leading it 7-0. They have the ball at the 22-yard line. And under center is going to be Masker. Yes, I said under center. And he'll just dump it out here for Hoosman. Hoosman is going to be knifed in immediately and might actually lose a couple of yards. I believe that was a lateral. So I'm going to call that a rush here for Hoosman, who loses two on the play.
Yeah, they tried to get that ball out there to the right side. Hoosman, Hammond did a good job of coming up there, Randy, and making sure that John didn't go anywhere and ends up losing about 2 or 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, really had nowhere to go whatsoever on that one. So it'll set up now 2nd and 12 from the 20. And now in a more traditional formation here for Kearney Catholic. And the quarterback will take the pistol snap or shotgun snap, if you will. He's going to roll to his left. No backs in the backfield. Throws it in. Has Pacheco at the 30. It's caught there, and Pacheco can't make anybody miss, but he does gain 10 on the play, and it's going to be third and about two.
Yep, that trips on this left side did Kearney Catholic. They ran a guy just on the little curl route. It was Hoosman, and they sent Kaiser deep, and then that kind of clears a little bit of area out for Pacheco to kind of run underneath there, and they got the ball to Pacheco, but gained about 5-6 yards on the play. But Ogallala did a good job of coming up there and making sure he didn't go any farther than that.
Well, I had the chains wrong in my head. It's going to be 4 yards that they need to get here. They need to get it all the way out to the 34-yard line. Ball is right on the 30. Tighter formation. Pacheco will come across in motion. Masker rolls to his right, throws it out on that wheel right to Pacheco. Pacheco turns his nose up and will bring it across the 35 to about the 36-yard line. Gain of 6 on 3rd and 4, and the Stars move the chains.
Yep, nice little rollout to the right side. Masker had two guys running a little bit deep, and Pacheco running underneath again, and they got the ball to Pacheco, and he picks up the first down for Kearney Catholic.
We'll call that actually a gain of 7 on the play, so it'll be 1st and 10 from the 36. Only time the Stars haven't moved the ball at least a little bit on their three possessions was when they turned it over on first down, their middle drive, their third drive of the game, leading it 7-0. They'll hand it off here to Cooper Holbrook, and Nails will wrap both hands around the ball and just get what he can. And actually, that's not Holbrook running it. It was Cole Staub. Staub on the carry, and Staub is going to gain about 2.
Yep, Cole Staub's in the backfield right now. And like you said, Randy, he did a good job of just holding on to that football and picking up what he can, and picks up about 2 yards on that dive play on the left side here for Kearney Catholic.
Not making excuses, but they are the same height, if nothing else.
Yep.
So 2nd and 8. Fake the handoff to Staub. Masker's looking to throw. Throws it deep. He's got a man wide open. Kaiser catches it at the 20, at the 10, 5, touchdown! Yep. 61 yards on the play.
Nice play there. Kaiser just ran a straight go route on this, and then Pacheco ran an underneath route. They jumped Pacheco, and then the safety didn't roll over on this play, Randy, and Brett Kaiser ran straight down the field for a touchdown for Kearney Catholic.
Well, again, this is a team that runs throws the football a lot.
Yep.
You have to account for everybody, and they just didn't account for Kaiser, who was all by his lonesome. And I'll tell you what, Masker is not going to miss that very often. Hoyt to try to add the extra point. There's some movement up front, and that's going to go against Ogallala, I believe. But what a great pitch and catch for our 5 Points Bank touchdown. All of our touchdowns brought to you by 5 Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank. It's going to be a legal procedure on the Stars, so a little bit more work here for Caleb Hoyt. That's the reason for the movement up front by Ogallala. Kearney Catholic had some movement of their own to draw them off. So Hoyt now will kick it from the 15-yard line. This will be the equivalent of a 25-yard field goal attempt. Staub with a good snap. Bach with a good hold. And Hoyt with a kick that goes up and through. It's 14-0, Kearney Catholic. 9:25 to go in the second quarter. The Stars with a 61-yard strike from Masker to Kaiser. They lead it 14-0, and we'll be back to Miles Field right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. The kickoff here by Hoyt going to be picked up at about the 10-yard line. And running over one of his own guys coming right up the middle is Logan Hammond. Hammond ran over Mitch Reimers as his lead blocker just wasn't moving fast enough for his liking. And that one actually tried to get to a wall. Most of their kickoff returns have been just going straight up from where they catch the ball. This time they try to get to the wall. Same result. They're at the 30-yard line.
Yep, and then Hammond's, like you said, Randy, you know, coming full speed out of that, got the ball, and then he tried to get to the left side a little bit towards the middle of the field, knocked over one of his guys because, like you said, he wasn't quite going, you know, fast enough for Hammond, and he did a good job of just getting what he could out of that.
So nice read by Matt Masker, and Kaiser was all alone, delivered a strike to him, 61 yards, and it's 14-0 Kearney Catholic. This time, Rezac, this is a quarterback keeper. He's got a couple of lead blockers out there, and Hoosman's going to trip him up in the open field. He hit him at the line of scrimmage. Rezac is going to get a yard or two. We'll see where they unstack it, but that's a good open field tackle by number 21.
Yep, as John was out there and kind of covering a guy out there, Randy, in case they have a little bit of a run-pass option off that. But John did a good job of shedding that blocker and making an open field tackle on that one.
Well, they had the fullback, the I-back, and the wingback all going and being lead blockers for the quarterback. And that's going to be a gain. We'll call it about three here. And, again, a couple of wingbacks, one running back. They'll put a man in motion. That's Estrada. They hand it off to Estrada. Estrada trying to get to the edge. Cuts back to the inside. There's a flag down. Hoosman on the other set of numbers will make the tackle. That would be after a gain of five. They're moving the down marker over there, but they probably shouldn't because there is a flag on the play, generally where you would see a holding call.
Yep.
They moved it up, though, to where the tackle was made. Did they not? Did they not move the flag up?
Yeah.
And they are pointing against Ogallala.
Yep.
I don't know. I didn't see the penalty, so maybe where the flag landed isn't where the flag should have landed.
Yeah.
It is going to be a hold. That's going to be 10 yards from the spot. They'll put the ball back to the 29-yard line. They've got to get to the 40, so this is going to set up the highly unusual second and 11.
Yep. And, you know, like you said, Randy, you know, coming into this right side and stuff, and they must have got a little bit of a hold out of that situation. But that's what they want to try to do is they want to get Estrada and some of those guys out in the open, see if they can't make a miss.
That's one reason why they have such tight splits.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as hard to get to the outside if their outside is a little bit closer. They'll get it out here to Estrada. I think that might be a lateral. The ball is on the ground. They're going to call that an incomplete pass. I don't want to make those calls.
Yeah.
And I certainly can't make them from up here. They're awfully close one way or the other. That's going to be an incomplete pass.
Yep, as they just tried to move Estrada. They had two receivers on that left side, and they tried to get Estrada out there, kind of a little bit of a screen out action out of that, Randy. And, John Hoosman did a good job. He came flying up there when he saw that situation was happening too, and Estrada just couldn't hold on to the football.
Well, a reason Estrada, he was seeing what was coming at it.
Yeah.
And trying to do two things at once, trying to catch and make a juke move all at the same time. Well, this time a little bit different formation. They have a running back with the quarterback in the shotgun, and they're going to put Estrada in motion. And there's a little confusion here, so a timeout is going to be taken here by Ogallala. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Ogallala facing third and 11 from their own 29 with 8:09 to go here in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic with a 14-0 lead. Back to Miles Field right after this.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days. And a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. 8:09 to go here in the second quarter. 14-0 Kearney Catholic. And Ogallala with a third and 11. And again, they've got the athletes. I think they've got the quarterback to do it. But it isn't the style. It isn't the system that they're used to. This is a little bit out of where they want to be on third and 11. Estrada will come across in motion. Now come back to the left side. Rizak's looking that way. Throws it over the middle, and it's going to be tipped. Incomplete. And Kearney Catholic with the best chance to catch the ball there, as Connolly was there. Also defensively for the Stars was Chad Bartholomew. They were bracketing the receiver, who was Mitch Sutherland.
Yep, and they wanted to go, you know, a little bit of a, you know, real route out of that situation with Estrada, but then they also had a one of the guys coming back across the middle, and they were hoping that that would be wide open. That's what they were looking to try to get the ball to.
Well, no, Estrada no longer has to kick the ball into the wind. Now it will help, and the Stars will put two men back. A high snap. Estrada, though, with no pressure, will kick it. It'll be kind of an end-over-end kick. Going to be picked up by Pacheco at his own 38-yard line. Brings it across midfield and will be down at about the 46-yard line. Nice return. Nothing fancy about it. Just make sure you make the catch and get upfield.
Yep. And Brandon Bush was the one that brought him down, Randy, out of that. But like you said, you know, they're going to get the ball here at the, you know, 45, 46-yard line. That's good field position for Kearney Catholic. Pacheco just get, you know, fielding the punt and just taking it up the upfield and getting what he could out of that. And that's a nice return for Kearney Catholic.
Knows that the football is a little bit shorter, the 45, but the Stars are already in Ogallala territory, and they're hoping to move the chains long enough to have maybe Ogallala make another mistake in the defensive backfield, defensive secondary, as they did when they gave up the 61-yard pitch and catch. So first and 10, we'll call it the 45. Masker calling for it, rolling to his left, and his pass is going to be deflected. They're going to say maybe that's a live ball. Now they wait. They finally blow the whistle. The ball was knocked down by the linebacker, Dylan Higgins, who came up.
Yeah.
And they did not blow it dead. I thought it was a forward pass and knocked away, but when they didn't blow a whistle, I was going, did he get hit from behind?
Yeah. Yep. That's what, you know, because he kind of rolled out to this left side here, Randy, and I kind of looked down to see who he's kind of throwing it to. And he, you know, like you said, the linebacker did hit it, and it looked like, you know, they weren't going to call it for a while there, and then all of a sudden they did blow it dead. But, you know, it was kind of a little scary situation for Kearney Catholic.
But that's also one of those deals. I think that's good officiating. Make sure the call before you have an inadvertent whistle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if that was a fumble, boy, even if Ogallala got the ball, they wouldn't be able to advance it, and they would have had the opportunity. But in any event, it's an incomplete pass, and I think Kearney Catholic is going to call a timeout. Yeah, they were a little discombobulated, weren't really well organized, so they'll call the timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. There's 7:47 to go here before halftime. Stars with a 14-0 lead. They've got it second and 10 from Ogallala's 45 when we come back after this.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The Stars, of course, limiting the action of Brady Holtmeyer because of the hyperextended knee. He has, I don't think he's missed any downs on defense, but has not really used him on offense because of that injury. So they're kind of waiting to get him back to full speed. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. So second and 10 here for the Stars. Near midfield, they're actually in Ogallala territory at the 45, and they're going to hand the ball off right up the middle here for Staub. Staub brings it across, and he'll bring it across the 40-yard line to about the 38. And right on cue there, when I say that Holtmeyer is not playing offense, he comes across on the jet sweep. He was actually in on that play on that far side. They don't hand it off to him. And that'll be a gain of about five here for Staub.
Yep, nice, you know, faked it to jet sweep for Holtmeyer, and then give it to Staub going to the right side, and Staub picked up a good chunk of yards there for Kearney Catholic.
And Staub will be just to the right of Masker here. Masker hard count, gets the snap. Estrada will put a little pressure, rolling out his Masker. Masker's going to dump it off on that right side, past the line of scrimmage, and really no receiver for Kearney Catholic in the area, but goes out of bounds. And it's going to set up now fourth down and five.
Yep. He had Hoosman kind of going deep on that route. And he's trying to hit Kaiser coming across that middle on that situation. But Strada did a good job of getting some pressure on Matt Metzger, and he got rid of it before Kaiser could get it back across the field there.
It'll be Bach doing the punting. Again, a hyperextended knee, you don't want to punt the football if you got a hyperextended knee. So Holtmeyer, normally the punter, will not punt here. And on fourth and five from the 40, the Stars with their first punt of the night. Turned it over once and scored two touchdowns. This is their fourth possession. And nice punt, high in the air, and a fair catch going to be made at about the 15-yard line there for Mitch Sutherland. So no return and pinned inside the 20-yard line. So getting a high five as he comes off there will be Curtis Bach.
Yep. And like you said, Randy, you know, Curtis stepped right in there and got a nice punt away against the wind and stuff. Got a nice high spiraling punt and Ogallala didn't have much of a chance, but to come up there and make a fair catch is about all that they could do and get it at the 15-yard line.
They're going to actually spot it at they're going to call it the 16. It's about halfway between the two. Under center here is going to be Rizak. Rizak, couple of wing backs. He's looking to throw. Now pressure's coming. He's going to lob it out to this left side, and there's nobody within a quarter mile of where that ball landed, but it's past the line of scrimmage and incomplete.
Yep, and he didn't want to roll out to the right side because all of his players were running a little bit of a flood right or flood left on that side on there, and he got some pressure and had to roll out here to this side, and there was nobody out here. Number eight for Ogallala, you know, Hammond tried to curl back here, but there was too much pressure on the quarterback that time.
My understanding in high school, technically, there has to be somebody in the area. That you don't get to dump it like you do in college and pro, but these officials have let both quarterbacks protect themselves by doing it. I don't think that's the rule. I think it should be the rule. In any event, the officials have called it the same way for both teams. One man coming in motion to the right side, and they'll throw it in underneath, and great defense knocking it away is Hoosman. They were trying to dump it in underneath the Boer, who came up from the tight end position, and a perfectly timed reach in front to swat that one away by number 21.
Yeah, John did a good job of timing that one. You know, he read it coming across there. They were trying to run a little bit of a flood out or right on this side, rolling him, the quarterback, settling out to this right side. And there was no one there, Randy, and there was a person there, and John Hoosman did a good job of coming up there and reading that and knocking that away.
So Rizik, one out of six throwing the football for 8 yards, and remember, he's been sacked twice. Mm-hmm. So their passing game is actually in the negative. He'll need something to happen here on 3rd and 10. He's looking to throw the ball. He lobs it out in traffic, and it's going to be caught at the 30-yard line. That'll be enough for the first down. A good catch in traffic there by Boer, and making the tackle is going to be Cooper Holbrook.
Yep, and Cooper did a good, you know, he was right there to, you know, run that play. You know, Rizak did a good job of just throwing it and going, hey, my receiver's going to be in this area. I'm just going to throw it there. And he connected with him. Cooper came up there to try to knock that ball away, and he was right there in that position. But a nice catch by Ogallala that time and getting picking up the first down.
Oftentimes hard for a receiver to find the ball because they're looking at the receiver instead of receivers know where they're going to run.
Yep.
And had he turned his head just an instant sooner, I think he might have been able to even pick that one off. Rizek looking to throw. Now he's going to run, and he runs into his lineman who is blocking out there, Ryan Christensen. And Christensen is essentially going to bring him down. That'll be a loss of about 2 on the play.
Yeah, Nathan Williams came in hard on this left side, and so did Michael Daniel. And Rizek wanted to get a deep route to one of his receivers, Hammond, on that left side. But, I got disrupted, and then he took off, like you said, Randy, and then he ends up running into his own lineman getting a – basically a loss of 2 yards on the play.
5:44 to go here, second quarter, 14-0 Kearney Catholic. Second and 12 from the 29 as they hand the ball off. Estrada tries to bounce to the outside. Holtmeyer is going to lead the tackle and escort him out of bounds. There's a flag down, and when and where you tend to see a holding call on the offense, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
With that, it would be third and a whole bunch here. I don't know. That 10 yards is kind of enticing.
It is, yeah.
and you may, you know, they've struggled a little bit throwing the ball. We say that, and they've got a first down passing here. I think I'd probably take this penalty.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to do.
Yep, I thought I saw Coach Harvey pointing back. Holding will be
the call against them. Going to be just short of the 20-yard line, and they need to get the first down at the 40. So this will be a long 20. About 20 for the Indians.
Yep. And, you know, it's one of those they're trying to get, you know, Estrada, you know, broke loose. And that's the one thing I know Kearney Catholic was working on quite a bit this week was get him turned in. And they've done a good job of that so far, as Kearney Catholic done.
Well, again, they'll go with a I formation here. Estrada's going to leave the I and be in motion to the left side. And we've got flags down, and that most assuredly is going to be on the offense. That'll be a legal procedure. So right now the Indians are heading the wrong direction. We'll call this second and 26 now.
Yep, one of those, you know, like you said, Randy, you know, they got the athletes and stuff, but they don't really want to do a lot of passing. They'd like to keep this football on the ground, but as you keep moving it back, you know, like you said, you know, it's going to be second and 26 right here for Ogallala.
And, again, this is definitely out of, well, we keep saying that phrase schedule, but this is just not the comfortable area they want to be in. Number six, Kearney in North Platte, and they are tied with the Fighting Breeding Madison, 7-7. The Bearcats and the Bulldogs in the second quarter tied at 7. Man in motion, Estrada. They have the same formation. They throw it in underneath, and it's going to be off the tight end's hands and in the air, but Pacheco couldn't get there. That one wasn't going to gain a whole lot, but they might have got 10. You get half of it on first down. Try to get the second half. You get the other half on third down. As it stands now with that incompletion, it's going to be third and 26.
Yeah, they sent a guy deep and then ran a slant route with the other guy on this on that left side, Randy, and he tried to squeeze it in there, and you know, right between John Hoosman and I believe it was Ty Conley in there on his linebacker position on that one.
So it'll be third and 26 from the 15. Don't forget, coming up tonight, we, of course, will have our Rutz Heating and Air Friday Night Scoreboard Show at the completion of our post game here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And we have another whistle, and we have another timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. This timeout being taken by Ogallala. They're trying to figure out what to do on third and 26 with their own 15-yard line, trailing at 14-0 with 5:29 to go here before halftime. We'll take a break as well. We'll be back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 14-0 Stars, 3rd and 26 with the ball at the 15-yard line with 5:29 to go. If you're Ogallala, you got the wind at your back. The last thing you want to do is something really foolish here. I think they'll play this one fairly conservative and then just try to punt the heck out of the football.
Yeah, I think so too, Randy. You know, they'll might try a little bit of a screen or, you know, dump pass or something like that. But like you said, you got the wind at your back. You might as well use that, you know, maybe on the punt situation.
Rezac will be in the pistol, and he'll throw it, and he'll lob it a little bit too far. A perfect ball, and we're lining up for an extra point because Estrada had a step there on the defender, and it would have taken probably a perfect pass, but there was a chance there.
Yep.
And Kearney Catholic, usually you have a safety, and you say you're always deeper than the deepest, especially on third and 26.
Yep.
Stars did not do that, so in a way they dodged the bullet here with the incomplete pass. Estrada now will be in punt formation, and the Stars have a couple of guys back. Pacheco and Hoosman. It's going to be Hoosman that catches it at his own 48. Goes right up the middle. Lead block there. There's a flag down. Bouncing to the outside of the 30. One man left, and he's going to bring him down inside the 15-yard line. But there is a flag sitting at about the 43. And again, that most assuredly is either a block in the back or a hold.
Yeah. As Hoosman did a good job, you know, he picked it up. He followed. You know, he had Pacheco leading him out, leading him in front there. And he made that step to the right side, yep, and they got a block in the back, so they're pushing the back right there, Randy, right here at about the 42-yard line right on there, that area. But a nice run by Hoosman breaking it out here. He did pick up a couple other blocks, but it's not going to, you know, go for anything because he got a hold right back here.
Well, that happens because the angles.
Yep.
You don't get the proper angle, and again, the more speed there is on the other team, the more likely you are to have that bad angle.
Yep.
And that's just another indication of the team speed of Ogallala. But both these two teams have a great amount of speed.
Yeah.
Kearney Catholic will have the ball on their side of the 50. They'll have it first and 10 at, we'll call this the 47. It's 46-47 or so. And Williams will be the wing back to the right side. He's in the slot. They have two wideouts to the right. One back in the backfield here with Masker, who's calling it out of this pistol formation. He'll hand it off to Staub. Staub will cut back to the inside, and he didn't really. There was great backside pursuit there, and I don't know if he got back in line of scrimmage. No, he didn't.
No. You know, busting through there, Bryce Bohr did a good job, Randy, of turning that play kind of in. You know, as Bryce or Cooper, or wasn't Cooper, was it? It was
Staub
going to the right side. Wanted to, you know, kind of get it to the outside, and he just couldn't get out there. And then the pursuit from the backside caught up with him.
And coming, you know, from that way backside from the other end position, mm-hmm. you know, Higgins, he recovered a lot of ground there to be part of that as well. So Masker out of the pistol here. High snap. He's able to corral it. He throws. He's got a man in traffic now, and it's going to be incomplete.
Passes incomplete. Yep. And there's a flag back here by where Masker threw the football.
It's going to be a hand to the face or a hold, rather, on Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, and, you know, he's trying to get that ball out there to Kaiser and those guys going across that middle in that situation there, Randy. But he had to step up in there because they did have a little bit of pressure on him, and that might have been where the holding was a guy came up through there very, very quickly for Ogallala.
So the Stars, with the wind in their face, now they're beginning to move in the wrong direction. They need to cross the 50-yard line and get a first down at about the 43. They're on the other side of the they're 23 yards away from getting to midfield. So this is second and 27. No, it's second and, like, 37. High snap, and they're just going to do a little shovel pass to Hoosman. Hoosman comes right up the middle. He's going to bring it across the 35-yard line. So that'll be Staub or Hoosman? It was Staub? Okay, so a little shuttle pass to Staub, and Staub gains about 8.
Yeah, just a little shuttle pass. You know, they're, you know, playing pretty deep, and Cole did a good job picking up what he could on that one for Kearney Catholic.
Stars jumped out to a 14-0 lead. Since then, it's been a pretty defensive struggle for these two teams. Third and 21 from the 35 here for Kearney Catholic. Masker, ball fake. He's going to throw the ball deep, a tight spiral. He's got a man out there and just can't quite make the connection with Pacheco, with a pretty good strong wind in his face, about a 19-mile-an-hour wind in his face. He still was able to throw that ball 35, 40, about 55, 60 yards, and probably needed it to be about 3 yards less than that.
Yep. As he had, Pacheco streaking down the right side there, like you said, Randy, and, Masker just stepped into that one, didn't quite connect with him, but he had a little bit of a step on him.
So Bach standing at about the 22-yard line awaiting the snap, and it's a good one. Pressure's coming right up the middle. He's able to punch it, and there'll be a fair catch at about the 43-yard line. So 57 yards away from the promised land will be the Indians, but they've got time to get there. There's 3:38 on the clock, but they have only one timeout.
Yep. And, you know, he did a good job coming up there. You know, it's punting. You're punting against that wind, and sometimes it just kind of doesn't get that spiral situation. And he did a good job of coming up there and fair catching that one and getting the good field position. Didn't want to let it bounce and maybe roll. So good field position for Ogallala right here.
Well, temperature dropping. It feels like football weather here. Week number 3 of the season. Estrada will lead the I formation. Bad snap. Quarterback picks it up, and immediately he's put on his backside by, I believe that's Michael Daniel.
Yep. Yeah, Michael Daniel did a good job, Randy, getting right in there. You know, had a little bit of a bad snap, bad connection between the center and the quarterback there. But once he got the handle on the football, Michael Daniel was right there to, you know, make sure he wasn't going anywhere.
You know what? Daniel was in there so fast, I'm not sure a good snap would have made any difference.
Any difference. I think you're right, Randy.
So it'll be second and 12. Ball spotted about just on the other side of the 40-yard line. I formation in motion here is going to be Estrada. And they'll pitch it out to Estrada. Estrada trying to turn the edge. He brings it across midfield and is going to be brought down at about the 45-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 15 on the play.
Yeah, just a quick toss to him coming in. You know, and he had a couple lead blockers out here, Randy, and they wanted to get him out there, see what he could come up with. You know, maybe get loose, break a tackle or something. Chad Bartholomew did a good job of coming up there and slowing him up. And then Cooper Holbrook and I believe it was John Hoosman came in there and kind of, you know, got him down. But first down for Ogallala here.
Time, bit of an issue, not a huge one right now. 2:40 to go. First and 10 at the 45-yard line. Rizek under center, going to hand it off to his fullback coming through. That's Lindgren. And Lindgren going to be stood up short of the 40-yard line. I think they're going to give him the 41. So that'll be a gain of about four here for Lindgren.
Yep, sent Strada in motion to the left side, and then they give that ball up to the fullback, right up the middle. And Lindgren did a good job of picking up what he could for Ogallala, but, clock's running 210, 209 right now. You know, they're at about the 43-yard line for Ogallala.
Again, most drives in high school take about 2 minutes on average. And, again, part of that is because they do stop the clock. And there's usually a big play in a touchdown drive. Only one back in the back formation. Rizek's going to drop back. He's going to lob it. And he's got a man ahead of everybody, and it's going to fall incomplete. Trying to get it out there to Logan Hammond. And lobbed it out there for Hammond to get to, but he couldn't get to it.
Yep, just out of his reach a little bit. Logan did get beyond the secondary there, so if it would have been connected, he might have went in for the touchdown there, just a tad bit out of his reach, though. Good play by Ogallala right there.
And it does stop the clock with a minute 48 to go here. It'll be 3rd and 7 from the 43. And with the wind situation and the like, I got to think this is 4-down territory the rest of the half here for Ogallala, unless perhaps there's a sack here. Under center is going to be Rizak. And he'll pitch it out. They're looking to throw the ball. Rizak might be the intended receiver. Rolling out with the ball here is going to be Lindgren. Lindgren brings it across the line of scrimmage, tucks it up. He's going to have enough for the first down, and it's going to be wrestled down at about the 35-yard line. So that's going to end up being a nice little gain on the play, actually about the 25-yard line, so that'll be a gain of about 18.
Yep, they tossed it back to Lindgren, and it looked like, Randy, he kind of wanted to, throw it back to Rizak going out in the out or pass on the outside there, and nobody was there. We got a little bit of pressure coming up the middle, and he took off with it and got the ball all the way down to about 25-yard line for Ogallala.
Play didn't go as scheduled, but it still was effective. Now we'll pitch it out here for Estrada. He's looking to throw. Has a man open in the middle. It's going to be caught at the 5, lunging for the goal line, and in for the touchdown is Bryce Bohr.
Yep. Nice little going route right down the middle off that one. They had a guy on the outside that went a little bit deeper, but he was right down the middle. They tossed the ball back here to, was it Lindgren again, Randy?
No, it was Estrada this
time. Estrada this time. Estrada, and then Estrada pulled up and hit that pass right down the middle for a touchdown for Ogallala.
So Estrada, Jake Estrada, and now trying the extra point will be Kobe Hinton. And Hinton will try to cut the Kearney Catholic lead in half with a minute 17 to go. A bit of a high snap, but it's handled, and then it's kicked right into the line for Kearney Catholic, so the point after is no good.
Yeah, I think that was Ryan Blake that got in there, Randy, on that right side there, and he did a good job getting his hand up there and blocking the extra point.
But a 5 points bank touchdown here for the Ogallala Indians, and they cut into the Kearney Catholic lead. Stars lead it 14-6 with a minute 17 to go in the second. We're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Kearney Catholic gives up the big play. And again, they ran the same play twice. Kearney Catholic will do that. If they think something's working or it will work, they'll run it more than once. Ogallala did exactly the same thing here. They got an 18-yard scramble by their running back who wanted to throw the ball, and their other running back threw a 25-yard strike for a touchdown.
Yep. And that's one of the, they must, like you said, Randy, Kearney Catholic will do that too, throughout the games too. They see something, they run it again. And that's exactly what Ogallala did here, is they saw something and they ran it twice in a row for Ogallala.
But the point after is no good, so it's 14-6. A short kick here. They're going to let it hit the turf. That's a loose ball, and Kearney Catholic picks it up at about the 18-yard line. And the Stars are fortunate that maybe that ball didn't go a different direction. And so it's actually picked up there by Pacheco, but Pacheco really had no lead blockers, and the timing was thrown off.
Yep, it's one of those gap. You know, he has a little bit of a crack in his finger, so they casted it for him, and he was the up guy on that one, and he didn't want to, you know, catch it and stuff or try to catch it, so he let it go, and then Pacheco was kind of, you know, one of those guys that just came up and scooped it up and did what he could with it.
Holbrook will now go to the left of Masker here, looks at the play, being called in from the sideline. Wind dying down a little bit, but still in the face of the Stars. We lead at 14-6, a minute 14 to go. Hand off to Holbrook. No, Masker is going to pull it out of his belly, keeping himself, and he's going to be down at about the 24-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 7 for the junior quarterback.
Yep, just faked that handoff to Cooper going to the right side, and Matt just pulled it out of his belly and came right up the middle and picked up about 7 yards on the play.
So, again, they'll go out of this pistol. This time they will hand it off to Holbrook, and this time he'll be treated very harshly by Ogallala. As coming up and making the tackle, there was Logan Stevens.
Yeah, Logan shed the blockers up front there, and right back there. Cooper made about 1 or 2 steps, and there was Logan right there in front of his face.
That's going to be a loss of about 3 on the play. It really looked like Stevens was almost unblocked.
Yeah.
As he won that battle up front, no question about it. So now Kearney Catholic's going to let the clock run here just a little bit. And I think I'm predicting a run play here on 2nd and 7 from their own 20. And, of course, I'm wrong. They throw it, and it's going to be caught by Kaiser, who goes out of bounds and has enough for the first down.
Yep, just ran a quick little out here, Randy. You know, Matt to Kaiser on this out route. Picks up the first down with 11 seconds to go in the second quarter for Kearney Catholic.
And he is number 11 with 11 seconds to go. Has a pretty strong arm, and we might see that on display here. Or maybe they'll just do the more conservative traditional screen pass or something like that. Because there's a couple of defensive backs that are not in the same area code. They're back in Mountain Time Zone now. Hand off to Holbrook, and they're ready for it. And they're going to call a horse collar tackle here at the 30-yard line. So that will stop the clock with 6 seconds to go. And are they going to call this a personal foul? No, it's going to be a face mask, but it's not the personal foul variety.
Yeah. As Cooper just came to this left side, and he tried to make a little bit of a cut. Guy just kind of reached back, and
they didn't have the symbol for it.
No.
You know, I think face masks are always 15 yards,
okay.
But they did not give the indication of the personal foul.
Uh-huh.
So the ball's now at the 45-yard line with 6 seconds to go, and why not?
Yep.
They split out 4 wides, various distances away from the tackle on the right side, which is the wide side of the field, and 1 wide out to the short side. 6 seconds to go here. Ball at the 45-yard line. Masker's just going to throw it in underneath the Kaiser. Kaiser's going to go out of bounds inside of the 45-yard line. There's a flag down at the line of scrimmage on the far side over there. And generally, that's going to be somebody lined up offsides. Whether that's offensive or defensive, we'll find out. More than likely, offensive. A legal procedure on the Stars.
One of them must not have, you know, been up on the line, but, you know.
Didn't have enough guys in the backfield. There were too many on the line of scrimmage, however you want to say it.
Yep. On that right side, because you had quads on the right side there. And so this will move back. Kearney Catholic back 5 yards and replay the down.
Yeah, one of them needed to be on the... one of them needed to be on the in the backfield.
Yep,
at least one of them. Actually, it would have been 2. No, I think they're lined up properly. They back it up now. 1st and 15. 2 seconds to go. And Masker's going to roll to his right. He's going to throw it. And they try the hook and ladder. Nope. Pacheco's just going to catch it. Holtmeyer was back there.
Uh-huh.
They'll bring it across to about the 49-yard line. So they'll gain about 10 on the play, and that will end the first half of action. Number 7, Kearney Catholic with a 14-6 lead over number 9, Ogallala. We head to the locker room. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with the Stars leading it 14-6. When we come back to Miles Field right after this.
Sign, click, deposit. Nebraska Land National Bank is now offering mobile deposit. You can now deposit your checks whenever and wherever it's convenient for you. Because we all know sometimes 24 hours in a day just isn't enough. Download our mobile banking app to your smartphone and start depositing checks the easy way. Visit us online at nebraskalandbank.com/mobile deposit for more information.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
I can't get this darn radio to tune into the game.
You know, Dad, you can just listen to the game on the computer at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Yeah, and I'm sure they want my credit card to pay per minute for something I could get for free if I could just get this radio to work.
Actually, thanks to Barney Insurance, they stream free online. You can even download a podcast shortly after the game wraps up.
Oh, sounds easy enough. What was the web address again?
PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Miles Field for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Kearney Catholic scored on their first two possessions of the game. They lead it here 14-6 over Ogallala after Ogallala with a late answer in the second quarter to cut the lead down to 14-6. Let's go through our scoring summary that we have for you. With 4:51 to go here in the first quarter, as I said, Kearney Catholic's first drive of the game, 13 passes on the drive. Matt Masker then connected with Cooper Holbrook on a well-set-up screen pass from 5 yards out. The point after by Caleb Hoyt was good, and that made it 7-0 Stars. And then early in quarter number two, the Stars connected again. They had a couple of first downs, but the big play was a 61-yard touchdown strike from Masker to Brett Kaiser. The 61-yard play was good. The extra point also was good. It was 14-0 Stars at that point. Kearney Catholic did have a turnover on their next possession. Maybe that took away a little bit of their offensive momentum. Stars defense was able to hold, but eventually Ogallala, their final drive of the first half, was able to march the field as they scored with a minute 17 to go in that second quarter. Jake Estrada, the I-back, running back, basically a halfback pass that connected with Bryce Bohr from 25 yards out. That made it 14-6. The point after snap was a little bit off, and the kick was blocked by Ryan Blake. And we head to the locker room here with our score 14-6 here at intermission. And we'll go through the individual statistics here in just a little bit. But we thought we'd get you caught up with some of the scores from across the state. We'll begin in Class A. Grand Island at home playing Omaha Northwest, and Northwest with a 6-0 lead. At last report, that game was in the first quarter. At halftime, number 6, Kearney, with a 10-7 lead in North Platte against the Bulldogs. In Class B, number 9, York, no problem with Schuyler, 50-0 at intermission. Grand Island Northwest at home trailing Columbus 6-0 at the break. Eighth-ranked Scottsbluff and Lexington, no score yet in the first quarter. They're playing that one out in the Mountain Time Zone, so they're starting that one about an hour later than our kickoff. Number 6, Aurora, on the road at number 10, Waverly. And right now, the Huskies with a 13-10 lead over Waverly. Elsewhere, Alliance and Holdridge, no score out in Alliance in the first quarter. Hastings with a 7-0 lead over Gehring. That game is in the first quarter. Here in Class C1, as we mentioned, 7th-ranked Kearney Catholic with a 14-6 lead over Ogallala here at halftime. No score between Southern Valley and Minden in the first quarter, last report. Ditto with Madison and Ord, also in the first quarter at last check. Next opponent for these two teams in back-to-back weeks will be Cozad. Cozad on the road right now at Adams Central, and right now the Patriots with a 7-0 lead at halftime at last check. On our other station here on Platte River Radio, KHAS Radio, one of the big matchups in Class C2 is in Hastings. And right now, St. Cecilia at home, number 6 in the state, being shut out by number 2 Sutton. The Mustangs with a 12-0 lead at halftime. And that game is brought to you by our group of stations on KHAS Radio. And again, Sutton with a 12-0 lead at halftime on KHAS Radio. Elsewhere, North Platte St. Pat's leading Gibbons 7-0. That game's in the second quarter. Fillmore Central, 7-0 lead at home against Wood River in the first. Ninth-ranked Donovan Trumbull with a 14-0 lead over Hershey. And elsewhere, Battle Creek with the lead in Central City, 28-0 in the second quarter. In Class D1 action, Kennesaw, 28-0 lead in Ravenna. It's going to be 28-8 lead in Ravenna, as that one's getting close to going to the halftime. It's late in the second quarter. Top-ranked Burwell and 10th-ranked Palmer deadlocked 22-22 up in Burwell, as the top-ranked Longhorns have their hands full here with Palmer. Elsewhere, 9th-ranked Elm Creek at Nebraska Christian. At last report, no score in that one. Elsewhere in Class D2, scores that we can update for you. 9th-ranked Giltner, no score right now with Heartland at last check. At last check, it was still in the first quarter. In the second, Exeter Milligan with a 10-0 lead at Pawnee City. That game is in the second quarter. Also in the second quarter, number 5, BDS, 28-0 lead at Tri-County. 28-8, they've got the lead right now. 10th-ranked Ansley Litchfield has a 16-8 lead over Loomis. That game is in the first quarter at last check. And in six-man action, scores we can update for you. Wilcox Hildreth on the road at Elwood, and right now the Pirates with a 28-7 lead at nearing halftime. It's late in the second quarter. And fourth-ranked St. Ed with a 52-32 win last night at Heartland Lutheran. And that gets you updated on all the scores that we have for you. Don't forget, we'll get all the scores, coaching reaction, as well as summaries from all of our group of stations. And our Friday night scoreboard show at the conclusion of our postgame here will be brought to you by Rutz Heating and Air. Once again, at halftime, 14-6, Kearney Catholic with the lead. We'll take a look at the individual numbers. We'll begin for Ogallala. We continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials starting at $6.99. Rivals is also serving up the Barbecue Trio every Friday night, and Saturday night is the Brisket Special. Join Rivals for every Husker and Hastings Bronco game for a pizza and beer special only $21.99. Only at Rivals. Open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. 14-6, Kearney Catholic with a lead over Ogallala. The Indians did score late in that second quarter on a halfback pass that was good from 25 yards away. Jake Estrada connecting with Bryce Bohr. And with that, well, they doubled their passing yards through the course of the night. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. As we mentioned, Estrada did have the 25-yard completion to Bohr. So he's one of one for 25 yards. He's a leading passer. Their starting quarterback, Kobe Rizek, is 2 of 10 for 22 yards here in the first half. So a total of 47 yards passing at the break here for Ogallala. Meanwhile, for the Indians on the ground, Rizek has carried the ball 6 times for a negative 16 yards. He was sacked a couple of times. That's why his numbers are in the red here. So 6 carries for a negative 16 yards for Rizek. Estrada has carried the ball 9 times for 44 yards. Max Lindgren had an 18-yard carry on the play before the touchdown. Same play, different running back playing, looking to throw the football, and Lindgren gained 18 yards on that play, so he's got 26 yards rushing on three carries on the night. So overall, Estrada leading the way with 44 yards, Lindgren with 26, and they have rushed the ball, Ogallala has, 18 times for 54 yards here in the first half. I can do the math in my head on that one. They're averaging 3 yards a rush, well under their average. In fact, Lindgren averages 6.5 yards a carry, and Estrada right at 7 yards per carry. As a team right now, they're averaging 3, and they had to have a couple of big rushes on their touchdown drive for that to even be that high. The Kearney Catholic defense has done a pretty good job on the Ogallala rushing and passing attack here in the first half, as they've been able to hold the Indians to what would that be? About 109 yards of total offense here in the first half. We're still totaling up the numbers for the Stars, a lead at 14-6 here at intermission, and we'll go through those numbers for you when we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
At AseraCare Hospice, we care for your family like you are a part of ours. Through compassionate hospice services, we help to alleviate fears and concerns so that you and your loved ones can focus on the joy of everyday moments. We celebrate the memories and special occasions of a life well lived and provide support and assistance so you feel comforted throughout the hospice journey. For more information about our services, visit us online at aseracare.com. AseraCare Hospice, caring for moments that matter.
Bring your family to Buzz's Marine in Kearney, where we create family memories that last a lifetime. Whether you are looking for a new or pre-owned sport boat, pontoon, deck boat, or fishing boat, we have over 200 boats to choose from. Check out our fully stocked pro shop for everything your family needs to have fun on the water. From wakeboards to life jackets to the season's hottest tubes, we have something for everyone. With 59 years of trust, discover why we are the home of family boating. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Community is a place that means coming together. A place where smiles are warm, where handshakes are firm, the day's work is honest. Buffalo County Farm Bureau is hometown proud. We work for farm and ranch families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm or ranch, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture. Visit nefb.org to learn more.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Kearney Catholic with a 14-6 lead here over Ogallala, and they're doing the damage in the air. Matt Masker throwing the ball is 14 of 20, has a couple of touchdowns, and 183 yards in the air. And Randy Bushcutter, Don Lease with you, and Coach Lease, he's looked pretty good throwing the football.
Yeah, he has, Randy, especially that first drive. You know, he threw the ball 11 times, and he connected with three or four different people. And that's the one thing that Coach Harvey has really, commended Matt on, is he's able to see the field and can kind of make some adjustments and sees who he wants to kind of pick out and throw to. But he's done a great job. He connected with Kaiser down the middle on a long pass. They're also in the second touchdown there too. And, he does a good job of just – seeing the field and seeing what he needs to do.
So Masker, as we mentioned, 14 of 20, 183 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions here in the game. There was one fumble, one turnover for Kearney Catholic, and then four plays later, a turnover on downs by Ogallala. So that turnover did not hurt them. Eric Pacheco has caught 5 balls for 49 yards. Brett Kaiser has been the big target tonight. He has a catch of 18, a catch of 61 yards for the touchdown, and 11-yard catch. So he has 3 catches for a touchdown and 90 yards. Cooper Holbrook has 1 catch for a 5-yard touchdown, and John Hoosman has 2 catches for 29 yards. So the good news is, in the air, the Stars, 14 of 20 for 183 yards. The bad news is the rushing attack. One rush here in the game for Chad Bartholomew. He's lost 2 yards. Cooper Holbrook has 2 carries for a negative 2 yards. Matt Masker has 2 carries for 1 yard. John Hoosman has 1 carry for negative 2 yards. And Cole Staub, 3 carries for 6 yards. So Kearney Catholic has negative 1 yard rushing here in the first half, negative one. That's, again, we knew that the running game was probably Ogallala, the passing game was Kearney Catholic, but, boy, it's It's really that's lopsided, and that's not what's going to make any coaching staff feel comfortable.
No, it's not, Randy. And you know Coach Harvey and all the staff down there at Kearney Catholic, they're going, you know, we got to be able to run the football some, you know, just a little here and a little there to kind of, you know, keep them honest on some things. But, you know, and that happened in the first game against Adams Central. You know, they were able to throw the football, but the run game was something that, you know, they basically, you know, wasn't there. And then last week they did do a pretty good job of running the football. So far this time, they're just not getting it clicked right now.
No, but Kearney Catholic does have the lead. They lead it here 14-6. And we're just about ready for the second half. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this.
Anderson Brothers can rewire your entire house or just add a handy outlet. We can fix an annoying drip or install a whole new kitchen and bath. We can change your furnace filter or convert your entire home to geothermal heat. After all, our name says it all. Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers. Neighbors serving your neighborhood for over 65 years.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
I can't get this darn radio to tune into the game.
You know, Dad, you can just listen to the game on the computer at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Yeah, and I'm sure they want my credit card to pay per minute for something I could get for free if I could just get this radio to work.
Actually, thanks to Barney Insurance, they stream free online. You can even download a podcast shortly after the game wraps up.
Oh, sounds easy enough. What was the web address again?
PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. If you remember from the pregame, we told you that Kearney Catholic won the toss, deferred their choice to the second half. Don Lease, this is where that comes into benefit because they built a little bit of offensive momentum their last possession after giving up their first touchdown of the game. And now Kearney Catholic will have a chance to get that touchdown back.
Yep, and that's what they wanted. You know, they want to see what they can do right here, Randy. And this is why they deferred. You know, so they could get the football. You know, to start the second half. You know, they're up 14-6 right now. You know, like you said, they moved the football a little bit with that minute and a half that they had left in the second quarter, and now they want to see what they can do when they get the football right here again, and maybe put a drive together like they did the very first drive that they had the football in the first quarter. Also,
they scored the first two times they had the ball, then they turned it over and just kind of lost a little bit of momentum. They've got some first downs since then, but their running game has been virtually non-existent. You know, negative 1 yard rushing here in the first half on 9 rushes compared to 20 passes. You know, but again, you kind of see where their bread is buttered because again, there's a reason that they've had 20 of one type of play and 9 of the other.
And you know, they want to get that ball out to those receivers, you know, Pacheco and Hoosman and Kaiser and those guys. They want to get that ball out there to see if those guys can't make somebody miss. And that's, you know, that's been their game plan, you know, from the day, you know, game one to, you know, the third game right here now.
So the Indians will kick off here. Kobe Hinton, 155-pound junior, will put his foot into the ball with the wind at his back. There'll be a high kick. Pacheco is going to pick it up at about the 3-yard line, and he'll come off to that right side. And a little bit of a seam, but it closed very quickly, and they made the tackle right at the 20-yard line. A nice special teams play because it looked like Pacheco maybe had a seam, and then the Indians closed that down pretty quickly. And that is a special teams play brought to you by the special people at Acera Care Hospice, caring for the moments that matter with locations in Kearney, Grand Island, and York, serving all the Tri-Cities and beyond. Call Acera Care Hospice today when your loved ones need the right care at the right time. First and 10 from the 20 here for the Stars. 5 seconds into the second half. 14-6, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Holtmeyer not playing a lot of offense with that hyperextended knee. He's played a lot of defense, but he is in there right now. He's in the slot to the left of Masker, and he's going to be a lead blocker. And wasn't able to make a good enough block here to spring Cooper Holbrook as Holbrook gets back the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it.
Yep, Estrada did a good job of fighting off that block there. And like you said, Randy, they got, you know, and a little bit of that option look out of it. Got it pitched to Cooper Holbrook. Estrada did a good job of shedding the block and making the tackle there for a minimal gain. Well, no gain, I guess, right there.
We call his name a lot on both sides of the ball, Estrada. He's a good football player. No backs in the backfield here with Masker. He's got a quad to his right, and he'll throw it out there for that screen pass. It's going to be caught. They break one tackle and have enough for the first down on that far side, and they're going to call a late hit and a late flag by the second official. The first official saw it right away. The second official is going to throw the flag late.
Yep.
I think that was Pacheco.
Yep, it was. Yep, they got that ball out there to Pacheco, and he went down the sideline and, yep.
That's going to be a 15-yard pitch and catch.
Yep. And then move it down 15 yards here for the personal foul.
So that moves a pretty good offense, 30 yards down the field.
Yep. Yep. Gets them out here to about the 43-yard line here, Randy, on that pitch and catch off that, and then the penalty for Ogallala. So now it's first down for Kearney Catholic.
So it'll be at the 43. Stars have not crossed midfield yet. I thought he gained 15 on the play. Turns out he only gained about 8. So I had my – I was way off. He must have stepped out of bounds as he was coming up the sideline there. In any event, it'll be first and 10 here for Kearney Catholic. And they'll move the running back out of that formation. So Holbrook will go to the left side. Masker, quick throw in on that right side.
Oh,
and the ball is out. It was caught, and it's fumbled. And Kearney Catholic, I think, has pounced on it. They're going to lose about 3 or 4 yards instead of gaining about 5.
Yep.
That could have been a whole lot worse.
Yeah, there's just a quick out on that right side, and the helmet right, you know, he tucked it up to run. I think it was John Hoosman, and the helmet right on the football, and that ball just popped out and went backwards. You're only going to end up losing about 3 or 4 yards on the play here, Randy.
So Hoosman gains 4 and then loses the ball, so ends up losing about 4. In any event, the Stars keep possession here. It'll be 2nd and 14 from the 39. Could have been a whole lot worse. Masker trying to set up the screen, but the pressure's coming so quick, he ducks around, and he'll throw it off on that right side, and it's going to be skipped. Nope, it's caught. It's intercepted by the Indians. Trying to get rid of it, and I think it's Reimers who makes the catch.
Yep. Yep, Mitch Reimers there, Randy. It is, as Masker got pressured right away, he's looking over here to this left side. I think it was Kaiser on this left side, and he had to switch and go back to the right side, and then he got a little bit of pressure on the right side, and he tried to throw it out there to John Hoosman on that side, and Reimers did a good job of coming up there and diving for the football and making the interception for Ogallala.
This is the second turnover of the game for Kearney Catholic. They fumbled it in the first half. And now, their first turnover of the second half. So under center here is going to be Colby Rizek. Bring a man in motion. Rizek looking to throw. He'll throw it in traffic in the middle at a great catch. And being cut in half as he makes that catch is Logan Hammond. Hammond knew he was going to get hit, and he did.
Yeah, he went up after that one. You know, he had to leap up there and grab it. And then John Hoosman did a great job of coming up there for Kearney Catholic and making the tackle. But Hammond knew, you know, when he went and left his feet there going in the middle like that, he was going to get hit hard.
And he was, been held on to the football. It'll be 2nd and less than 1. Ball about the 37-yard line. Two running backs behind Rizek, and now they're going to move one to the wing on the right side. Coming across the motion here is going to be Estrada. They hand the ball off to him. He'll have enough for the first down as it brings it across the 35 to about the 34. That'll be a gain of 3.
Yep, he kind of, you know, went to the right on that, Randy, and you know, then they went back out there in the backfield, and then he got the handoff, followed his fullback, and the fullback got just enough, and the line got just enough of a push and picked up the first down for Ogallala.
So after the turnover, Kearney Catholic's defense trying to stiffen here, but they give up the first down. It's 1st and 10 from the 39, 9:39 to go here in quarter number 3. Stars led the game at one point 14-0 after the first two drives. It's now 14-6, and rolling out here is going to be Rizak. Rizak lobs it out there, and it's going to be incomplete. Good coverage on that outside there by Chad Bartholomew.
We got a flag right down here at about the 44 here, Randy.
That can be a hit on the quarterback. That can be a hold. I didn't see either one of them as I was following the ball. And it's going to be a hit to the head by Kearney Catholic.
Hit to the helmet, they said on that.
Well, head, helmet. Yep. I mean, he's wearing a helmet on his head. So.
Yep. As he tried to roll out to this side here, Randy, and they tried to lob that ball up there and try to get that thing to Hammonds again, which I would too. You know, Hammonds has great hands and stuff. If I was Ogallala, that's one person I'd probably try to get that football to also.
Well, I don't want to give the impression that these two teams are playing dirty, but both teams have had personal foul penalties here in the third quarter. And, again, it kind of feeds a team that's building a little bit of momentum. We'll see if Ogallala can cash in as they move the ball all the way out to the 19-yard line. It'll be first and 10 from the 19. No backs in the backfield here with Rizak, and he's going to run to his left. He'll cut back in, and Michael Daniels is going to make the tackle as he gets back near the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it.
Yep, they faked that handoff coming, you know, in motion out of that to Estrada, and then Rizak tried to boot it out to the left side, and I believe that was 22. Jake Gappa did a good job of coming upfield and turning that play back in and, you know, stopping that play.
Yeah, great outside contain by Gappa, and that forced him back to the inside, and that's where Daniel was. So they combined for no gain on the play. He'll be second and 10 from the 19-yard line. Rizek out of the pistol, rolling to his right. He's going to run with the football. A lot of green jerseys over there. He cuts back to the inside and will actually push across the 15-yard line, but there is a yellow hanky on the field where you generally see a hold, and that's exactly what we got. So a bit of a break here for Kearney Catholic, but you say that, but there's probably a reason that there was a hold. There's a reason. You don't hold just because, well, this has been three or four plays in a row I haven't held anybody.
You hold
because you're getting beat.
Yep, and that's probably, you know, if he, and it might be one of those situations, he doesn't hold, he might have got tackled in the backfield and stuff like that too. So, but anyway, it's going to push him back to about the 31, 32-yard line for Ogallala now.
So that will negate a nice gain. And as you say, a ball will be spotted at the 32. They need to get just inside the 10. So we'll call this second and 23 here for Ogallala. So penalties have been a factor in this game so far. Hammond comes across in motion. Rizak's looking to throw. A lot of pressure. Throws it in late underneath. It's going to be caught at about the 25-yard line. A nice catch there, sitting down literally on his knees, was Logan Hammond.
Yep, Logan Hammond. He wanted to, he looked at, you know, going deep, did he? And it was a bore that was clear on the outside, and he was covered very well. And Hammond did a good job of just sitting down right there. Cooper was right there. Holbrook was right there, you know, defending that one, and he just fired it in there to Hammond, and he did a great job of holding on to the football.
Had to throw it low, otherwise it would have been either knocked away or intercepted by Cooper Holbrook, who, as you said, had good coverage. Ball spotted at the 25-yard line. Rizek out of the shotgun formation is going to throw it in underneath, going to be caught in traffic, and it's going to be inside the 10-yard line. And that looks to me like enough for the first down, gain of about 17, just a quick slant. And that one, you couldn't have thrown it in a bread box any better than Rizek did right there.
Yeah, he did. He hit Hammonds going just right down the middle out of that. And Rizek did a good job of hitting Hammonds going straight right down the middle. Picked up the first down. It's going to be first and goal for Ogallala here at about the 8-yard line.
So a chance here for the Indians to tie this one up. They trail it 14-6. This is their first drive of the second half, and it comes after a Kearney Catholic interception. And playing the Wildcat here in calling out the signals here is going to be Lindgren. Lindgren going to run the football. There's a flag down. He's going to be short of the 5-yard line. Not much of a gain at all there, but again, that looks like probably a hold, and that is what it is here on the Indians. So they'll back him up.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, a little bit of a Wildcat formation, and Lindgren just going to try to take it to the right side on that one. And Kearney Catholic had that one pretty well diagnosed also, but they had a hold right through the middle there. And, you know, might be Michael Daniel, you know, that they're trying to hold because he's been in the backfield a few times for Kearney Catholic, and he's been disrupting a few things out of that middle out of there for Kearney Catholic.
Well, that's a spot foul, and the hold was actually in the backfield just a little bit, so that'll be about an 11, maybe 12-yard penalty here as they're going to back him up as the nose of the football doesn't quite reach the 20-yard line. So it'll be second and goal. We'll call it from the 20 here, and Rizek will be in that pistol formation. To his left is going to be Bohr. Bohr will be a lead blocker for him. They look to throw. They lob it in the end zone. There's coverage there, and it's going to be knocked away. There is another flag down. A great play there by Cooper Holbrook to go up there and knock the pass away. But, again, there is a flag down, and, again, that's generally where you see a hole.
Yep. There's another flag down. And, you know, one of those things.
Chop block. And again, that could be the same kind of thing that you've been talking about. Michael Daniel and the gang doing a good job up front, putting on pressure. And that's going to cost them. That's a personal foul. That's 15 yards.
15 yards.
So it'll be it's still goal to goal, but we're getting closer to the other goal. Ball at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, first and goal from the 35.
And first and goal from the 35.
Yeah, and then Cooper had great position there. You know, they tried to throw that ball to Hammonds going across the middle there, and Cooper did a really good job, you know, getting up there and knocking that football away on that last play.
Well, the Indians have been able to move the chains after a couple of penalties so far on this drive, but first and goal from the 35. They're going to flip it out here to Estrada. Estrada will try to cut back to the inside. Kearney Catholic does a good job of stringing that one out, especially when they got to cover 35 yards four plays. They gain maybe about five. Well, they're going to unstack, and it's going to be a gain of about four here for Estrada.
Yep. Stringing that out on that the right side there. Nathan Williams strung it out again, and John Hoosman and those guys came up there and did a really good job of making sure that he didn't gain a whole lot on that play as they kind of just tossed it to him, and he had about two or three blockers out there, but they strung it out enough to hold him to a minimal gain.
And again, they're going to split out the quarterback wide to the left side. So taking the Wildcat snap here is going to be Lindgren. Lindgren's going to hand it off on a reverse here to Hammond. Hammond down that sideline, breaks one tackle, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 10. That's a big gain here off of that Wildcat formation on the reverse.
Yep. Snapped it back to him, and then, you know, Hammond's coming in, you know, from his right to his left on this one, and they just tossed it to Hammonds. Hammonds had full speed. He got around the end on that one and picked up a good chunk of yards there for him, and he got it down to about, what is it, about the 12-yard line, 11, 12-yard line?
Yeah, about the 11 there.
Yep. So
third and goal from the 11. Clock stopped here with 6:08 to go, third quarter, 14-6, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Ogallala threatening here. And now the quarterback playing quarterback, that's Rizek. He's rolling out to his right, backside pressure, throws it in, tipped, and it's going to be incomplete. Getting a hand on there is going to be number 72, Ryan Blake. Blake tipped it, and just not in an area where there was another green jersey there, but they were the closest ones to it. That's a nice defensive play there by Blake.
Yep, as Rizek rolled out to this right side here, Randy, and then they tried to squeeze that back in there to Hammonds on that down the middle. And Ryan Blake covering that area, you know, in the middle, and he did a good job getting his hand up and tipping that ball away.
Kobe Hinton, 155-pound senior, does kick the – and this is, I think, within his range, but they are going to go for the touchdown here. He had an extra point blocked earlier. Rizek, now the pistol, looking to throw, lobs it on that backside. It's going to be caught. There's a couple of green guys there, and they couldn't make the tackle. So Bohr was able to run through two different stars who were there.
Yep. And they went, you know, they got that situation, Randy, where they, you know, moved a guy into the right side and they kind of rolled to the right side, threw it back to the left side. Bohr did a good job of catching the football about the 5-yard line and shedded a couple of, you know, tacklers for Kearney Catholic and got into the end zone for Ogallala.
Well, you didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Stars led at 14-0, and they're going to try to hold on to that lead here as Ogallala will be going for two. And again, they're going to go Rizek will roll to his right, look to throw, throws it in underneath. It's going to be caught, and it is good for two. And again, this one is complete again, this time Estrada. So the two-point pass, good to Estrada, and we're deadlocked at 14, midway through the third quarter, and the folks from Ogallala wearing the black, you can't see them over there, but you sure can hear them right now, because a 5 points bank touchdown deadlocks this one after the two-point conversion. We're tied at 14, 5:56 to go in the third, back after this.
For food that'll make you stand up and cheer, head to Fanatics. Start with traditional appetizers like mozzarella or breadsticks, or add a little spice to your life with jalapeno poppers. And don't forget the famous wings you can enjoy as appetizers or as a meal itself. Bite into their huge selection of burgers, pizzas, calzones, or sandwiches. With over 30 HD TVs, the bullpen, and their new party room, there's something always going on at Fanatics. Food that will make you stand up and cheer. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue, Kearney.
Welcome back here to the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth. Midway through the third quarter, we got ourselves a brand new ball game. Deadlocked at 14. North Platte, Ogallala missed the extra point earlier. They get the two-point conversion here when Estrada makes the catch. And we are deadlocked at 14. And for a team that runs the ball, they have two touchdown passes for Ogallala. A kick going to be picked up at about the five-yard line here. Coming right through the middle is going to be Pacheco. And Pacheco just gets what he can, brings it across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. And again, nothing fancy about that one, just middle return.
Yep, just a middle return. He got the ball back there and just took off and went straight ahead, Randy. Picked up the up to the 31-yard line for Kearney Catholic. So see what Kearney Catholic can do on their second possession here of the second half.
They turned it over the last time after moving the ball and getting it to near midfield. And not bad field position here to start their second drive of the second half. Holtmeyer comes across the formation and a snap over the head. Masker's going to have to track it down at about the five, and he's going to fall on it at about the four-yard line. A loss of 27 on the play and brings back just terrible memories of what happened when these two teams got together on this same field a year ago, and we have a Kearney Catholic player on that far sideline that's down.
I think it's a cramp. It looked like he was holding his calf and stuff, Randy, on that. Like you said, Randy, last year this started to happen too, bad snaps and going over the punter's head and the extra points and all that kind of stuff. And this one went clear back there, over Matt Masker's head, and Matt Masker stands about 6'2" and stuff. So, now it's going to be second and very, very long for Kearney Catholic here.
And what you sometimes worry about is your center then getting a case of the yips.
Yep.
Because I think that happened a little bit last year.
Yep, so, I think so too, Randy.
Yeah, just some cramping going on that far sideline. It's going to be one of the receivers for Kearney Catholic, and I don't want to give the number unless we know for sure who it is. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, I thought it was Hoosman, and it is John Hoosman on that far sideline, as it looked like they were stretching out the leg there, and he still has that Charlie horse.
Yeah.
He's gimping.
Yep, he's coming across there limping pretty good on that left foot. So, but anyway, at least it's just a cramp and stuff, and maybe, get that thing massaged out of there, and maybe John can get back in there to that game and do some damage for Kearney Catholic.
Well, with that loss of 27 on the play, Kearney Catholic now, I said they were about the 5-yard line. They're at the 10, and that'll be a loss of 23 on the play. So Kearney Catholic definitely negative numbers rushing now. Good snap to Masker, rolling out to his left. Now he's going to run with it. And he'll juke to the right side, coming right back up the middle. And he'll have a nice little gain on the play of about 10 on the play, just short of 10.
Yep, had some guys out here. He had Kaiser going deep on this left side. He rolled out to the left, and then he had Brady doing a set-down route. And I think it was Pacheco on this side. But they were all covered, and Masker took off up the middle and picked up what he could out of that situation right there.
So third and 22, the ball spotted right at the 20-yard line. They got to bring it across the 42. No backs in the backfield. Two wideouts to the right, which is the short side of the field. Three to the left on the wide. And Masker, quick throw, caught, and it's going to be well short of the first down. It'd be close to the original line of scrimmage before the bad snap. And it's going to set up now fourth and about 11.
Yep, just a quick out on that right side, and Matt just fired it right over there right away, trying to pick up what they could out of that. Like you said, Randy, it's going to be fourth and about 14 here for Kearney Catholic punt formation.
So the wind has died down significantly here, so wind not a huge factor in the second half. Nice snap here for Bach. A little bit of pressure coming, but he's able to punt it out, and there's going to be a fair catch near midfield. And Ogallala juggled it just a little bit, but Kobe Rizak is able to make the catch at his own 49-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Indians, who have some momentum, and they also have good field position.
Yep. And like you said, Randy, you know, punting into that wind, and you know, and Bach did a good job of getting a good punt off, but you know, Ogallala gets the ball right at midfield, the 49 right here. So good field position for Ogallala to start their second possession.
Well, temperature is dropping a little bit, about 60 degrees, and my weather app says the wind is down to 11 miles an hour. It's the same weather app that said that there was 0% chance of rain earlier today. So. And they run a little ISO right up the middle, and they'll bring it across midfield to about the 45. So that's going to be a gain of about six. Just a quick little hitter right up the middle.
Yep, ISO on this right side. I believe it was Estrada running that football, but following his blockers and his fullback coming up on the right side, picking up about 6 yards on the play.
And, again, this is what Ogallala wants to do. You know, you get that gain of five, six, and you can just keep going and keep going and keep going with it. Again, two wingbacks, one back in the backfield behind Rizak, who will step in under center. And he's going to roll out to his right, look to throw, lobs it out there. He's got a man, and this time it's caught by Bohr, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 40 and a perfectly thrown ball to set up Bryce Bohr.
Yes, and, he faked that handoff to Estrada, and then he pulls it out of his belly, and then right in the middle was number eight for them, Hammonds, and then, Bohr did a good job of running a little out route on this right side, and then it was, like you said, Randy, a perfect pass, led him just right over his shoulders, right into his hands. Nice catch, and Ogallala's down to the 5-yard line, first and goal here.
So they got a chance to take their first lead of the ball game. We are deadlocked at 14, now with 3:12 to go, and a direct snap here to Estrada. Estrada trying to get the angle, trying to get that side, and he does. A 5-yard run to the corner, but there is a flag down at the line of scrimmage. So hold all mutual tickets.
Yep, they got a flag on this right off the bat, I think. And so, like you said,
another chop block. That'll cost him 15 yards and a touchdown.
Yep. Just running that jet sweep to that left side, with Estrada. And he got in, but a chop block here on Ogallala is going to push him back to first and goal from the 20-yard line now.
Now, they have a conservative lineup, a couple of wing backs. Maybe they'll go on the I back, but they do a lot of different things with misdirection at Ogallala. Yeah, this is not your daddy's wing tee. Nope. They do a lot of different things out of that.
Yep, and we've mentioned the Wildcat and everything else out of this situation here, Randy.
Halfback passes.
Yep. So, they'll do a lot of different things trying to get their, some of their main guys the football.
And they've got some speed. They got some talent, no question about it. Tight formation, couple of wingbacks out there right now. Only one back in the backfield. Now one of those wingbacks goes to the outside, and Rizak's looking that direction, throws it in underneath, and the ball's going to be caught in traffic. Stars ripping at the ball. And tackle's finally going to be made after a gain of 10.
Yep, I think it was Hammonds right in the middle again, Randy. He just kind of did a little set-down route out of that, and they get a guy doing a wheel route on the left side, and Hammonds does a good job of setting down, and they throw it right to him. And Hammonds has good hands, and he can catch the football.
2:40 to go here, third quarter. Clock is moving. We are deadlocked at 14. The ball is it's a second and goal to goal situation. It's second and goal from the 11. They had second and goal from the 35 and scored a little bit ago. Rizek looking to throw. Pressure coming. Rolls out to his right. Lobs it. And it's going to be through the hands of the intended receiver. Another well-thrown ball by Rizek. And it couldn't be caught on that far side over there. I think that was Hammond.
Yep.
And it is incomplete.
And he came clear across from that, his left side there, Randy, as they wanted to get the ball, going right down the middle out of that. And Rizak did a great job of rolling out here, and he laid it out there just perfect. And, Hammond's dove for it, had it in his hands, just didn't come up with it. He was, patting his helmet like, man, I should have had that one.
Well, that was going to not going to be an easy catch, but it was thrown by Rizek, the place that only he could come up with it. Rizek looking to throw a quick drive, and it's going to be intercepted. Stars pick it up at the 20, and they're going to knock it out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Nice. Jumping the route is the Stars, and I didn't see the number.
I think it was Pacheco. But I,
oh, yep, Chad it is Pacheco.
He did a good job of reading that, Randy, and picking that ball off. It was one of those they were trying to get a little bit of a wheel route on this right side, and he stepped right up into that area and did a good job of picking that one off for Kearney Catholic.
And Pacheco jumps the route, makes the interception, and is able to bring the ball out to about the 22-yard line. That's where the Stars will set up shop here, needing to build a little bit of momentum. And we've got a flag down coming across the formation there was Caleb Hoyt. And there is a flag down on that far side. That generally is some sort of illegal procedure on the offense, and that is the indication.
Yeah, a little bit of a antsy to get going on that one, but, Kearney Catholic, dodged a big one right there, with the chop block situation, and they took it in. But now, the interception right here for Kearney Catholic, and maybe see what they can have a little bit of momentum coming in here. 2 minutes to go into the third quarter.
So now first and 15 from your own 17. Masker gets the snap. Pressure coming. Throws it. Going to be caught over there. It slid in there. And it is incomplete. It was intended for Pacheco. Pacheco came up with the ball, but the official right there says that it is incomplete. That would have been a gain of about 17.
Yeah, and then just running a deep in and out, deep route on there. It was an in route, and he threw it right in there. But, it was one of those. Pacheco was sliding in there trying to catch the football and just didn't come up with it to hit the ground.
So 25 passes so far for Matt Masker in the ball game. We're at the two-minute mark of the third quarter. And he's the only back in the backfield out of that shotgun. Gets a good snap. Has time to throw. Throws it in traffic, and it's going to be incomplete. The ball was in the hands of Brett Kaiser, and then Kaiser was separated with a tackle that often is called for a flag now, but that's just hard football.
Yeah. Running a deep in, Kaiser on this left side. They had trips on the right side, and he ran a deep in on there. And Masker tried to thread that right in there, and it was a pretty good thrown football. But like you said, Randy, once Kaiser got his hands on it, the safety came right in there and dislodged the football.
I haven't seen any indication that he has any types of symptoms, but they do bring Kaiser out of the game after that hard hit. It'll be third and 15 from the 17. He was hit right on the top of the number 6. And Masker, nice little rollout here, looking to throw. Now he's scrambling around again. More pressure coming. Throws it deep. Throws a jump ball that's going to be caught. But I think he landed on the sideline. It was intercepted by Ogallala, but they landed on the chalk. Both feet landed with his toes on the sideline. So it's incomplete.
Yeah, rolling out here to his left. He was looking out here for a deep route, but there was a couple guys that came right off the bat, and he dodged those guys and then threw it up here, and Ogallala did pick it off, like you said, Randy, but landed right on the chalk for out of bounds.
It's on the near sideline. Actually, I had a chance to see that one, so a good call by the officials. Bach now standing at the 5, low snap, pressure coming, but he's able to get it off. Good work there by Curtis Bach, and a fair catch right at midfield. That's not going to show up on too many stat boards, folks, but that's a big play there by number 2, Curtis Bach, because with that bad snap and pressure coming, he was able to kind of step up and deliver a pretty good punt, and he kicked it from the 5, and it's fair caught at the 50.
Yep, and that was, like you said, Randy, a little bit of a snap. Curtis had to get it, and he got off a good punt, Ogallala is going to have the football right here at the 50-yard line, but good job by Curtis Bach there to get that one off.
So the Stars defense, after Ogallala has had some momentum here, needs to find a way to stiffen up. A handoff right up the middle and not much gain at all there as they just get that quick handoff to the fullback. And they get back a line of scrimmage, and that's going to be just about it for Jake Estrada.
Yep. And just like you said, they came right out of the huddle out of that, Randy, and just quickly went up to the line of scrimmage and snapped it real quick and tried to get, catch Kearney Catholic a little bit off guard there. And getting Estrada, right up the middle, but no gain, your little bit of gain, not quite anything out of that, was it?
Maybe
the ball's right in my way.
Maybe the length of the football, that's about it. Rizek will be under center, I formation behind him. The wing back coming through, and they're going to hand it off to Hammond. And Hammond is hit in the backfield there by Ty Connolly. He was able to spin off of Connolly, maybe gained a yard on the play there for Hammond. That's going to be about it.
Yep, just a quick handoff to Hammond coming up the middle off that. He came in a little bit in motion and, out of his wing back first position, and they gave it right him up the middle and tried to catch, which Hammond has done that. And took it to the outside and picked up a good chunk yard one other time, but this time there was nothing there up the middle.
Could be the final play of the third quarter. They'll snap it with about 19 to go in the quarter. Third and 9 from the 49. Hammond comes in motion. Rizek in the shotgun will throw it. He'll throw it, and it'll be incomplete. Trying to connect with Bohr there. And I think John Hoosman, that leg's feeling a whole lot better because he was able to close on that one and swat it away.
Yep. He's the one that had the cramp earlier. Now, he, like you said, he closed hard on that one and dislodged the football right there because it was, in his hands, and John did a good job of coming right in there, timing that one just perfectly.
Pacheco will back up to his own 20-yard line, and his 40 will be Estrada awaiting the snap. It's a good one. No pressure here for Kearney Catholic. A high punt going end over end. Pacheco will pick it up. He'll drop it. It's muffed, but I think he fell on it at the 5.
Yeah, I think he got it back at the 5. You're
so
right,
Kearney Catholic avoids special teams disaster here because Pacheco, after a high end-over-end punt, decided he wanted to try to return it, and he's got a couple of kick returns for touchdowns, so you can't really blame him in that regard. But he gives up a little bit more room here. Fortunately, he doesn't give up the football.
Exactly. The ball, he went through his arms there, and, he bounced it off the ground there, and he pounced right on it. But there was an Ogallala guy right there, and Kearney Catholic fortunate and to get the football at the 5-yard line here.
And under center here is going to be Masker. Williams will shuffle across that formation, come back in motion to the right side, and they're going to hand it off to the running back, and I think that's Holbrook. Holbrook off tackle on that right side.
Yep.
And he'll get across the line of scrimmage, gain a couple of yards, and that's going to be it for quarter number 3. We're deadlocked at 14, heading to the fourth quarter. Ogallala and Kearney Catholic, Stars with the first 14 points. Ogallala with the next 14 points. Who knows? Maybe the next points will win this one. As we head to the fourth quarter here at Miles Field, we come back right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair, because they'll get us home from anywhere. But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're heading to the fourth quarter, deadlock 14-14, Kearney Catholic and Ogallala. And again, the Stars, their first two drives turned into touchdowns. But after that 61-yard strike, they've got two, maybe three first downs since then. Ogallala's really kind of taken the momentum in this game.
Yeah, they have, Randy, and then they've done a lot. Like you said, they run that little bit of like wing T, I formation, wildcat stuff. But they do a lot of different things out of it and have done a really good job of moving the football here, in the second and third quarters against Kearney Catholic.
So that was a gain of about 5 on the play there by Cooper Holbrook. So a nice little gain on first down. We'll get Kearney Catholic out of the shade of their goal line a little bit. They'll have it now 2nd and 5 from their own 10. And Masker will check his wristband here. Crucial that the Stars start winning the battle of field position, if nothing else. They put a man in motion, hand off to Holbrook. Holbrook comes right up the middle, and he's going to have enough for the first down, it would appear. He gets out to about the 15-yard line, so that looks like more than enough for the first down. I want to remind everybody that all of our games at Platte River Radio do stream on Platte River Radio group of stations, all those home radio station websites, also PlatteRiverPreps.com, and all that internet streaming is brought to you by Barney Insurance in Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. If you're joining us via the World Wide Web, glad you could join us. They're going to spot him down short of the first down. They're going to say that's only a gain of about 4, so a crucial 3rd and 1 here for Kearney Catholic. And Holbrook will leave the formation as they set up a screen in underneath. It's set up well for Nathan Williams. Williams makes one man miss. He'll break a tackle, and he'll bring it across to about the 32-yard line. That's a gain of 17 for a pumped-up Nathan Williams.
Yep, and a nice play call, you know, a screen play. Those guys were coming hard. They had a blitz coming after Matt Masker also on that one. They got a screen play called on that one. Nathan Williams did a good job of following his blockers and picking up the first down and a good chunk of yards for Kearney Catholic.
Stars ran a screen earlier to their running back, not their wing back, but their running back for a touchdown earlier. They'll hand it off here to Holbrook. He has a seam up the middle, brings it across the 40. Going to be brought down at about the 45. A gain of 13, and momentum now is wearing a green jersey.
Yep, you know, they started at the 5-yard line, Randy, in these last couple of plays here. You know, picking up good chunks of yards. Getting there out to the 45 is Kearney Catholic right now.
So Holbrook has 22 yards in his last two carries. He was actually negative before that happened. He'll hand it off to him again. Again, he's got a hole. Again, he'll bring it across the midfield. He's going to gain about 6 on the play. The Stars running attack that was negative yards in the first half is very effective on this drive.
Yeah, all of a sudden has started to come alive here. You know, they've been putting Nathan Williams in motion and leaving him as a lead blocker, and he's done a good job of leading Cooper Holbrook up through there. And they take, you know, Cooper Holbrook to the right side this time, and
not much there.
Yeah,
not near as much. They were prepared for that, and they gained maybe, maybe a yard. We'll call it a yard.
Yep, and then, you know, it was, like you said, Randy, they were ready for it. Was Ogallala? They kind of brought their linebackers up a little bit farther, and were ready for the run on that play.
So we'll see whether or not that sets up something different here for Kearney Catholic. Maybe play action. On 3rd and 4 from the 49-yard line, Masker will have Holbrook right behind him here out of this pistol formation. Williams comes across that formation, will be a wing back to the left side, now comes back to the right, shuffling across, sets himself, and they'll fake the handoff, and the throw complete here to Williams. Williams being stood up, he's going to be short of the first down marker. He broke one tackle, but there was a second guy there for Ogallala that made a great form tackle to make it now 4th and 1.
Yep, they put, you know, him in motion a couple of times like he's been coming across there, and he's been the lead blocker for Cooper Holbrook. This time they faked the Holbrook, and then they tried to sneak Williams out there on the left side, and then the connection to Williams, but there was a couple guys right there. Like you said, he made the first guy kind of miss. And the second guy, you know, came in there and he held him short. Looks like Kearney Catholic's going to go for it.
Well, the Ogallala defense extolling their fans to make some noise for him out of the pistol formation. Here's Masker. They snap it to him. Hands off to Holbrook. Holbrook makes one man miss. Has it across the first down. Down to about the 40-yard line.
Yep, nice run there. You know, gave that ball to Cooper Holbrook on the left side there, Randy. And they had a blitz coming in there. And they just chipped him enough to make him miss Cooper Holbrook, and then he followed his blockers up front and picked up the first down for Kearney Catholic.
He just kind of juked a little bit, turned those shoulders, had the man miss him, and then ran over one guy. It's a gain of about 7. It's 1st and 10 from the 38-yard line. Masker, handoff again to Holbrook. Holbrook off that left side, has another first down, is going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 24-yard line. That's a gain of 14 yards for Nails, and that'll move the chains, just like the chains will be moved for you by the good folks at Kearney Towing and Repair. If you're stranded on the side of the road, no matter where you are, they'll get you home. Kearney Towing and Repair, as the chains moved here by Kearney Catholic, a drive that started at the 5-yard line. They now have it 1st and 10 from the 25. High snap, handoff to Holbrook. Holbrook's going to get back to line of scrimmage, and that time the hole closed pretty quickly.
Yep, they had a blitz package coming in there that time, Randy, and they sent a lot of people, not enough people for the guys up front to block, and Cooper just does a good job of spinning and diving and scratching and clawing and picks up what he can out of that.
Well, ever since he started running the ball, and he had a few carries his freshman year, his sophomore year, had a huge play against SCOTUS. He's just tough as nails, and that's been our nickname for him for the last 3 years, and he is they're going to fake the handoff to him. Masker's going to throw it. It's a strike, and it's off the fingertips and incomplete. And Masker wants that one back.
Yeah,
he hung a line on that one. He threw a hard ball that goes off the hands of Brian Hoosman, and that one you could have hung laundry on.
Yep, and that's one of those, they faked that handoff to Cooper, and they sucked those guys up and in there, and then John Hoosman ran a little right down through the middle there. They had Pacheco on the outside, and it was one of those that was just right up there, a little bit behind him, but you know, both of those guys want that football right there.
Yeah, they do. And that one could have been lob because Hoosman was a whole lot more open than Masker thought. Masker now rolling out on 3rd and 9. He's directing traffic. He's looking to throw. He lobs it in the end zone. It's got a man. It's caught in the end zone. Did he get it in? Yes! Touchdown!
Yep. I think it was Pacheco that caught that one.
Well, they had to look to see whether or not he was in bounds on the back end of the end zone, but Pacheco makes a 23-yard strike, pulls it down in the back end of the end zone, and the Stars take the lead.
Yep, nice, you know, rolling out there to the right side, you know, and he's kind of pointed at him to go a little bit deeper on that situation. He had Hoosman on the right side, and he hit Pacheco in the back end of the end zone there for the touchdown.
And Kearney Catholic will kick the extra point here. Good snap, good hold, and the kick is up. It looks good, and it is good. Caleb Hoyt gives Kearney Catholic a 21-7 lead, but a great catch by Pacheco to get him the touchdown and a 5 points bank touchdown for number 5, who toes the back end of the line of the end zone. Remember, all of our touchdowns are brought to you by 5 points bank and Kearney, the better bank. 21-14, the Stars take the lead once again with 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter. They'll kick it off. We come back to Miles Field right after this timeout.
Bring your family to Buzz's Marine in Kearney, where we create family memories that last a lifetime. Whether you are looking for a new or pre-owned sport boat, pontoon, deck boat, or fishing boat, we have over 200 boats to choose from. Check out our fully stocked pro shop for everything your family needs to have fun on the water. From wakeboards to life jackets to the season's hottest tubes, we have something for everyone. With 59 years of trust, discover why we are the home of family boating. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Welcome back here to Miles Field. What a great catch in the back end of the end zone. You could see that Pacheco had caught the ball, but it took him a while. The officials wanted to talk to each other, say, sure. What did you see? Yep. Did he get at least one of those feet in? And Pacheco did, and the Stars now have a 21-14 lead on a crucial third down conversion.
Yep. And, you know, one of those plays, Randy, that, you know, was a nice catch there. They started at the 5-yard line, and all of a sudden, you know, Coach Harvey saw some things, and they started running the football that set up those, you know, those pass plays right there.
So Hoyt will kick the ball. It's going to bounce, and Ogallala is going to pick it up right through the middle. And looking to run is Estrada. Loses the football, and Kearney Catholic has it. The ball comes out, and the Stars fall on it at the 20-yard line.
Yep, I think it was Jason Seitz there, that number 37 for Kearney Catholic, that, you know, wrapped him up, and then Estrada tried to spin, and then Seitz just yanked out of the football. And then Kearney Catholic, I don't know who. Chad Bartholomew pounced on the football there for Kearney Catholic right here at the 30-yard line. Nice job for a Kearney Catholic right here.
So Seitz with a huge special teams play. Bartholomew then falls on the football. And again, the special teams play brought to you by the special people at AseraCare Hospice, caring for moments that matter with locations in Kearney, Grand Island, and York, serving all the Tri-Cities and beyond. Call AseraCare Hospice today for your loved ones. Need the right care at the right time. Quick little dive here for Kearney Catholic on first down. And I think the overall, the Indians were ready for that one because Cooper Holbrook did not make it back to the line of scrimmage.
Yep, they faked that jet sweep with Brady coming across there, and then they handed that ball off to Cooper going up the middle, and the defensive front for Ogallala really did a good job that time.
Well, for the Indians, they need to stiffen. I mean, points have been hard to come by. You don't want to fall behind by 2 scores. And yeah. Kearney Catholic does have a kicker, and that wind has died down. So I think they would try a field goal. Masker. Pressure coming, looking to throw the screen, and it's going to be incomplete. Trying to connect there with Cooper Holbrook. A nice job there diagnosing it was Justin Candy. However, Holbrook, a little faster than number 74, might be able to outrun that had they been able to make the connection.
Yep. And Matt was, you know, backing up. They had a little bit of a corner blitz on that situation. Mitch Reimers, you know, came coming in there, you know, pretty hard at Matt Masker. If he could have just had a little bit more time, he could have caught that with connected with Cooper Holbrook, and we could have seen what happened out of that.
Now, again, with the screen, you know the pressure's coming and that, but you still need time to get set up, even in a screen. So it's going to be 3rd and 12 here from the 32. Holbrook will leave the formation. He'll roll out to his right. No back in the backfield. Wheel route caught by Pacheco. Makes one man miss. Cuts back to the inside. Dives for the goal line. Just short, but the Stars will move the chains. First and 10 for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, they put Cooper Holbrook in motion out of this, and then he just sat down on this right side here. They sent one guy deep and then one guy across the middle, and then they had Pacheco just go kind of down the sideline there, and they hit Pacheco, and then he cut it back across the middle and got it all the way down to the one-yard line for
Kearney
Catholic.
He got 31 of the 32 yards on that one. It's first and goal for Kearney Catholic. That clock will move here with 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Stars with a 21-14 lead. They gave up 14 straight points and the lead, but now they're trying to add to their lead as now Pacheco will be in the Wildcat. They'll snap it to him. He's got a seam. He's got an angle. He's got a touchdown.
Yep. Wildcat was, formation out of that, and he just took it to the left side. Cooper Holbrook did a good job of kicking out the end on that left side. And in the line did a good job of opening up a hole up there on that left side for Kearney Catholic. And Pacheco was able to run that ball right into the end zone.
So the Wildcat scores a 5 points bank touchdown here for Kearney Catholic. All of our touchdowns brought to you by the Better Bank. 5 points bank in Kearney. 13-point lead for the Stars. And now Hoyt will try to make it a 14-point lead. And again, everything in this process looks good. The kick is perfect. And the Stars with a 28-14 lead as Kearney Catholic has put together a couple of nice drives, the turnover, and they've scored two touchdowns in the span of 49 seconds and lead it 28-14 with 6:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're back with a kickoff right after this.
Aurora Cooperative is setting a new pace for agriculture by creating a soybean premium program. To qualify, producers must use an aerial application of fungicide plus insecticide and deliver the soybeans to an Aurora Cooperative grain location. Aurora Cooperative's real farm research confirms up to a 6 bushel per acre yield increase. Plus, now you can get the added soy premium bonus on top of the extra bushels. Contact your local agronomy representative for details. Your farm, your cooperative, your future. Aurora Cooperative, putting your equity to work.
And welcome back here to Miles Field and the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 6:31 to go. The Stars have taken the momentum back. They've taken the lead back after the Ogallala turnover on the kickoff. And the Stars then turned that into points. So in the span of less than 50 seconds, Kearney Catholics put 14 points on the board. And now Hoyt will kick it off from the 40. Line drive kick. This is going to be picked up at about the 10. Just a center return here for Hammond. Hammond now bounces to the outside. There's a couple of Stars out there. They're going to be able to take away the angle, but he's going to have a nice return as he gets it out to midfield. Not really a threat for him to take it the distance, but a good return here for Ogallala to build a little bit of that momentum back and see if they can answer back.
Yep, that's what Ogallala needed, Randy, was a good kick return, and Hammonds did a good job. Like you said, he took it up the middle. Nothing, he got what he could out of that and then bounced it out to the right side and gets it all the way out here to the 46, 47-yard line. Wasn't a situation where it looked like he was going to be able to break it, but he did a good job of getting it out here.
Well, the previous kickoff, Seitz and Bartholomew teamed up on forcing the fumble and then falling on it on the kickoff to give Kearney Catholic great field possession. And now, not exactly the opposite of that for Ogallala, but a pretty good return. They get it to the 46-yard line, and Rizek is going to go out of the pistol formation here. He moves his leg. He wants somebody to come across in motion. Now they do that, and they'll just kind of run to that right side. And going out of bounds with it is going to be Bryce Bohr. And actually, it was a direct snap. I thought that was Rizek from this angle over here, but it was actually Bohr who lined up in not exactly a Wildcat formation, but it's a gain of 9 here for Bohr.
Yeah, sent a guy in motion coming to this left side, kind of, get him to shift over there, and then he went to the right side following one of his blockers on that right side and picked up, 9 yards on the play here, Randy.
Now, Bryce Bohr is a pretty good football player, and you don't call his name a whole lot with the running game here, and that gives you an idea of how many good running backs Ogallala has. They've got it now 2nd and 1 after bringing it across midfield. The ball now at the 45-yard line. So they're going to have them huddle back up here as they have a discussion here about the timing. I think they wanted the time changed here a little bit. It's the final. Minden wins at Southern Valley tonight, 21-8. And they're coming up pretty quickly, and the Kearney Catholic coaching staff thinks that they're lining up in the Wildcat, and Rizek is down here, so they are in that Wildcat. And they're going to hand it off to Hammond. Hammond trying to cut back to the inside, and grabbing one of those legs is going to be Nathan Williams. Can't see who came on the backside, but Williams forced that play back to the inside and grabbed a leg of Hammond. And they're going to get back in line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it.
Yep, and I think Mers, Nathan Williams, and those guys were right there. Like you said, Nathan Williams did a good job of coming up there and making him cut back in the middle, and Nathan Williams got a hand on that. And I think Mers came across there and made a nice tackle on that play.
Yeah, Mers cleaned it up after it was slowed down there by your linebacker. So now Rizek will be in under center. He'll hand it off to the fullback. Just a quick dive, bouncing through there, and getting enough for the first down is going to be Ogallala. They only need about a yard and a half, and they get it to near the 40, so that'll be a gain right of about five.
Yep.
And Lindgren with the five-yard carry.
Yep. Max Lindgren going on to the right side, and he just followed his blockers and picks up the first down for Ogallala right here.
They move so many different guys in different positions. You know, you'll have about four different guys that played fullback, four different guys that have been in the eye back, and they haven't lined up in the eye a whole lot.
Yep.
They move guys around a whole lot and give them a different look. So Bohr will be out of the pistol here. And Rizek is out of the pistol. There's a flag down. Daniel giving chase. And there's going to be a sack on the backside. Daniel screwed up the timing of that. And coming up with the tackle for Kearney Catholic is Shires.
Colby Shires, yep.
And there is a flag down.
Yeah.
They lost five on the play. If this is an illegal procedure or an offsides lining up on Ogallala, I think Kearney Catholic would decline it because a five-yard penalty is going to get them right where they are. He might as well give up the down.
Yep.
Well, the White Hats are having a discussion. It is an illegal shift. That one is the easiest thing in the world to decide. That is, we decline that one. No way. And Coach Harvey has already given that indication. No way. We do not want that. Nathan Williams is communicating that to the guy in the white hat, so that'll be a loss of five.
Yep, and Michael Daniel did a good job of getting the pressure right up the middle out of that and making him scramble, making Rizek scramble here to those left side, and his receivers were on the right side for that, Randy, and so he didn't have anybody out here, and then Colby Shires did a really good job of coming up there and making the sack.
So clock moving here, 5 minutes to go in the final quarter. The Stars with two touchdowns in the span of 49 seconds. They lead it 28-14. And now Rizek will be under center on 2nd and 15. He's looking to pass. He'll throw it in a little bit high, and it's going to be incomplete.
Yep.
He had some pressure in his face that time. Coming up there was Ty Connolly.
Yep, Ty Connolly was getting in there and making some pressure, and he wanted to get the Bohr going across the middle out of that, but just didn't have time to set up and throw the football as Ty Connolly blitzed from his linebacker position that time and made him throw it before he really wanted to.
Well, Rizek came into this game, the third game of the year, throwing 27 times all season. He's already thrown 22, according to my records here. He's in the shotgun. This will be pass number 23. He's looking to throw. He lobs it in traffic. There's a lot of green there, and it's incomplete. A couple of Kearney Catholic players fought for the ball, couldn't come up with it. As Ty Connolly battling Hoosman, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, both those guys, they don't know where each one of them's at. They're just both going after the football out of that situation.
And they know an incomplete pass is a good defensive play.
Exactly right. Because now it brings up fourth down here for Ogallala out of that situation, But, both of them played the football extremely well right there for an incomplete pass.
He's lobbed that in traffic a few times, and it's worked out for him because he's delivered just in a perfect area. That time, I think Kearney Catholic expecting the pass.
Yep.
It's not near as effective. So 4th and 15 from the 45, and Ogallala wants to talk about this when they call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 4:39 to go. Fourth quarter. 4th and 15 for Ogallala, who trails at Kearney Catholic 28-14. When we come back after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials starting at $6.99. Rivals is also serving up the Barbecue Trio every Friday night, and Saturday night is the Brisket Special. Join Rivals for every Husker and Hastings Bronco game for a pizza and beer special only $21.99. Only at Rivals. Open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Welcome back here to Miles Field. Kearney Catholic with a 28-14 lead over Ogallala. The Indians facing 4th and 15. Kearney is on the road. The 6th-ranked Bearcats have a 34-7 lead at North Platte. In other action, Columbus has a 12-point lead at Grand Island Northwest, and number 9 York having no problem with Schuyler. 4th and 15, of course, more scores and a lot more coming up on our Friday night scoreboard show. Rizak looking to throw. Pressure coming. Throws it on that right side. I don't know if it's caught or not, but it's going to be well short of a first down. They're going to say it's incomplete. Stars came with a blitz. Had to throw it so quick that even if somebody got open, they were going to have to run with the football a while because that ball had to come out real quick.
Yep, and he tried to hit Estrada going on that right side there, and they had a corner blitz coming in there, and they had some pressure coming up the middle off that also. Just couldn't get any timing out of that, so he had to throw it before he wanted to. And even if Estrada, like you said, would have came up with the football, it would have been short right there because he had to dive for the football for Ogallala right there.
Number 2, Sutton, with an 18-7 lead at St. Cecilia. That game is on our group of stations, KHAS Radio. Coming across in motion is going to be Holtmeyer. Hand off to Holbrook, and Holbrook's going to bring it across about 3 yards and a cloud of dust. And that will keep the clock moving here. Make it now 2nd and about 6.5.
Yep, as he, if they fake that, jet sweep to, I believe it was Holtmeyer coming across there, and then they give that ball right up to Holbrook. And Holbrook runs extremely hard trying to pick up whatever he can on that play.
And again, another handoff to Holbrook, and this time he's stopped at about the 49-yard line. Again, going to gain about 1. Be nice, Kearney Catholic's perspective, if they could get a first down or two and keep that clock moving.
Yep.
But I don't think you're going to see them throwing the ball around a lot, even though they've been much more effective throwing the ball. Negative yards in the first half rushing, but they did have the touchdown drive, the 95-yard drive. They were effective running the ball, even though they scored with a touchdown pass.
Yep, and that's the they're making sure that they're using up as much time as they possibly can right here, Randy, also before they snap the football right here.
And again, that's a second-year starter, a quarterback that understands that, even though he's just a junior. Snap. It might even be an illegal snap. The ball is loose, and Ogallala comes up with it, but I think this is going to be a snap infraction on Kearney Catholic and not a legal play. It will be a dead ball. It's a legal procedure on Kearney Catholic.
Yep.
And again, remnants of last year. And I hate to keep bringing it up, but there were 9 bad snaps a year ago. Cost Kearney Catholic. That ended about 9 drives.
Yep, it did. It did, Randy.
Well, this one is going to make this drive a little bit tougher. Clock is moving here with now 3:10 to go. It's going to make it now 3rd and about 12 and a half. And it would be a throwing situation. I don't know if you'll see Kearney Catholic throw it here, as they are looking to take as much time off the clock. Now they're counting down the final few seconds. The snap comes to Masker in the backfield. He'll throw it in underneath, and it's going to be caught. Nice sliding catch here by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will make the catch at about the 43-yard line, and that's enough for the first down.
Yep, now there's a flag back here, but
that's going to be a hold on Kearney Catholic.
So, but like, it was a good, good throw, nice catch by Brady out here. But it's going to be a hold back here for Kearney Catholic, so they're going to have to replay 3rd down, and it's going to be a spot foul. And it's clear back here, so you had 10 yards onto where the spot foul is.
Yeah, they're going the wrong direction.
Yeah, exactly. So
after the end of the game, of course, we'll have our New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery post game show. After we wrap that up, we'll have our Friday night scoreboard show brought to you by Rutz Heating and Air. We'll talk to some coaches and get some summaries of all the games on our group of stations. And a whole lot more coming up at the conclusion of our post game here. Long way to go for Kearney Catholic to pick up their 3rd win of the year, but they're in better shape than Ogallala. Stars lead at 28-14, but face 3rd and 23 from the 23. Masker going to run the option. He's going to hold on to the football and get whatever he can, which isn't a whole lot. As he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it.
Yep.
But that was all about ball security.
Yeah, exactly. They just, you know, run that little option off to that left side, and he's going, you know what, I think I'll just tuck it up here and pick up whatever I can and get up fourth down and run that clock as much as we possibly can.
Well, it'll be inside of 2 minutes by the time Curtis Bach punts, and we'll see if Ogallala goes for the return or if they go for the punt block here. The return man is standing at the 50-yard line awaiting Bach's punt. It's a good snap, some pressure. He gets a high kick, and it's going to be fair caught by Rizak as he will back up a little bit, and it will be in Ogallala territory at about the 47, where it'll be first and 10 for the Indians, who will probably have to abandon the running game for the most part.
Yep, and probably have to start throwing it around most of the time here. And, you know, minute 47 here in the fourth quarter, down 14 points. Ball, good field position for them. But like you said, Randy, you know, they're going to have to probably start throwing the football a little bit more here right now.
And they did burn one of their timeouts. That might be a little bit of a factor as well. And I think Kearney Catholic's going to call a timeout. Yeah, the Stars weren't really ready defensively, and they certainly don't want to make any mistakes here with now 107 seconds left to go in the game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Minute 47 to go here in the ball game. Kearney Catholic with a 28-14 lead, but Ogallala's got time, folks. We'll be back to Miles Field right after this.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together, we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great-tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and, of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. I said before we went to break that there's time for Ogallala to make this happen. Again, Kearney Catholic scored twice in the span of 49 seconds.
Yep.
So it certainly can be done. Rizak will be out of the pistol formation. Low snap, but he handles it. Throws it in underneath. Going to be caught by Estrada. Makes one man miss. Has the first down. Makes another one miss. Only one guy left. He breaks that tackle. Cooper Holbrook will try to make the tackle. Can't. That'll be a touchdown. 53 yards.
Just a little swing pass out to that right side for Estrada, and they connected with him. He made, you know, a lot of guys miss out of that. He broke loose, Randy, and picked up about 15, 16 yards out of it, and then made another guy miss and took it down that right side. He had one guy to beat. They couldn't get him pushed out of bounds, and he takes it all the way down into the touchdown for Ogallala.
So lining up to kick the extra point will be Kobe Hinton. Hinton had one blocked earlier, and then the Indians did successfully get the two-point conversion earlier. So a minute 35 to go. Good snap. Hinton's kick is up high, and it is good. 28-21. I hope I'm not a prophet. Minute 35 to go. 28-21. Stars will be facing an onside kick after that 5 points bank touchdown here at Miles Field. A 7-point game, minute 35 to go. We'll take a quick break. Back with the onside. We come back after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Well, Riza connects with Jake Estrada on a 53-yard strike. Just a good throw, enough for the first down. Make a couple of guys miss, show that speed, and now we'll find out the onside kicking ability of one Kobe Hinton.
Yep, you know, like you said, Randy, you know, and they have athletes. You know, they got, you know, Estrada out there in that open field, and he's able to make a couple guys miss and takes it all the way in. And now we're going to see, like you said, most likely an onside kick by Ogallala right here.
Now, they don't line up like they're going to onside kick it. And Hinton will squib it. it takes a bounce, and Kearney Catholic is just going to fall on it. It took a high bounce, and I want to see who it was that very quickly and instinctively just Ryan grabbed Blake. It and fell on it. And Ryan Blank is not your normal number 72.
Yep.
Guy's played a lot of baseball. Guy's played a lot of basketball. The guy has a nice set of hands. Could be one of those, I'm doing the air quote things, skill players out there. But decided, you know what? We need linemen. I'm going to be a lineman.
Yep, and that's what he did. He moved to the line, you know, right at the beginning of the season there, you know, and, you know, he pounces right on the football right there for Kearney Catholic.
Good hands there. First and 10 from the 38. Minute 33 to go. A couple of timeouts left here for Ogallala. Hand off for Cooper Holbrook. Ooh. Holbrook gets back the line of scrimmage. Slips through there. Brings it across the 40 to about the 41. He's going to end up gaining about three on the play, and Ogallala is going to burn a timeout.
Yeah, just to, you know, fake that jet sweep with Brady coming onto this right side and hand it off to Cooper Holbrook going up the middle. And, you know, we've said it before, he runs extremely, extremely hard. And, you know, picks up about 3 or 4 yards on that play also.
About three, and you know that that's exactly what Ogallala is kind of looking for. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll keep it right here and remind you that we'll have our post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine, and then the Friday night scoreboard show brought to you by Rutz Heating and Air, as we'll be recapping a pretty good matchup here between Kearney Catholic and Ogallala, as well as also on our group of stations over at KHAS Radio, top 10 battle there as well. Second-ranked Sutton is leading at St. Cecilia right now, 18-7. That game is now in the fourth quarter. Again, on our group of stations, KHAS Radio. And just a friendly reminder for you that all of our games do stream live on Platte River Radio group of stations at their respective websites and also on your smartphone. Plus, don't forget, you can get all those games at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And all that internet streaming is brought to you by Barney Insurance in Kearney, Holdrege, Lexington, and Lincoln. So second and 7 here for the Stars. Out of the pistol again is going to be Masker. Hand off to Holbrook. Holbrook makes one man miss, brings it across the 45. They're trying to rip at the ball, but again, 3 yards, a cloud of dust, and then another Ogallala timeout.
Yep, just to, you know, like he said, Randy, getting that deep hand off Cooper. Cooper's, you know, picking what he's going. He's going to get, once he hits the hole, he's hitting it extremely, extremely hard. If he can pick up another 3-4 yards on this next play, Kearney Catholic will be able to, you know, just kneel down on him.
It's kneel down time, and I think it's extremely obvious that Kearney Catholic is going to run the football here. Again, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. You run the ball, keep the clock moving. That's the worst thing that's going to happen is by the time everything gets unstacked, there's 28 seconds left when you decide to punt or go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you might go out there with the hard count. If you get them off sides,
yeah,
boogie for you. And if not, okay.
Yep, exactly right, Randy. And that's what, they ran the football these last two times. Probably going to run the football right here, setting up, third and 3 right now. If they could pick up the first down, Caden Kearney Catholic, they can run the clock out.
We'll get you updated on a few other scores here. 9th-ranked York, no problem with Schuyler, 64-0. That's got a running clock in the fourth quarter. That's got to be close to done. Holdrege and Alliance, no score out west. That game is in the second quarter. Under center this time is going to be Masker. Deep back there is going to be Holbrook. Pacheco comes across the formation. They hand it off to him. He's got the edge. He's got the first down. He brings it across the 50, and the Stars can take victory formation.
Yep. Just gave a little jet sweep action out of that with Pacheco going from right to left. Picks up the first down for Kearney Catholic, and now Kearney Catholic can run this clock out right here this last minute and 12 seconds there in the fourth quarter.
run the victory formation with the quarterback under center, please.
Yes.
Masker is getting the instructions here. We'll go inside of 1 minute, and I have Ogallala with no timeouts left, and they actually are going to run this out of the pistol. Now you just need to have a good exchange here. 48 seconds left. Good snap. Hand off to Holbrook. They're ripping at the football. Rizek can't get away from him. He will not make it back to midfield. And will be a loss of about 2. Raffaele led the tackle there. Cooper Holbrook's going to lose 2 on the play, and he could care less.
Exactly. Just secure the football and That's all he wanted to do on that play right there, Randy.
Well, I think they blew the ball ready for play before 25 seconds. So Kearney Catholic will have to snap the ball. They do line up in the victory formation. Masker is under center, and he's going to kneel on the football. And that is going to do it.
Yep.
There's 8 seconds left, and Kearney Catholic, after giving up 14 straight points to Ogallala, they score 14 of their own in the span of 49 seconds in the fourth quarter, and they hold on for a nice win here at home against ninth-ranked Ogallala. It's seventh-ranked Kearney Catholic, 28, and ninth-ranked Ogallala, 21. That is your final score here from Miles Field. And this game was as exciting and as much fun as we thought it would be, Don.
Yes, it was, Randy. We knew coming into this that it was going to be one of those types of games that it was going to come down to the wire and stuff, and that's exactly what it did, Randy. You know, Kearney Catholic, you know, jumping out to a 14-0 lead on some good passing and connections with, you know, Kaiser and Hoosman and Pacheco and those guys, and then they set that little screen play up to score that first touchdown. And, you know, they did a good job, did Kearney Catholic, and all of a sudden it's 14-0. And then here came Ogallala, just kind of creeping back, and, you know, got it tied up at 14-14. And then Kearney Catholic got the football at the 5-yard line, and it was all tied up 14-14. And then all of a sudden Coach Harvey saw some things, and they started to do some little runs and stuff, and picking up first downs, and then just moved the football 95 yards down the field and got the touchdown. In the ensuing kickoff, they got the ball, or Ogallala got the ball, returned it. Estrada, you know, got it stripped by Jason Seitz, and I think Chad Bartholomew ended up pouncing on the football. And then Kearney Catholic got the football right there about the 35-yard line, 35-40-yard line, and took it in and scored on that possession also, and made them go up by 14 points. And then Ogallala came back, you know, with about a minute and 45 seconds to go in the game. They ran a little swing out to Estrada, and Estrada, you know, did a good job of making a lot of people miss, and, you know, punched it in for the end zone for Ogallala. And then the next kickoff was an onside kick. Ryan Blake did a great job of just pouncing on the football and securing it. And then Kearney Catholic picks up the first down to be able to run out the clock there for the victory.
So they moved to 3-0. Ogallala now 2-1 on the year. And now the Stars will head south, go to Kansas.
Yep, they head off to Garden Plains, I believe it is, yep. Next week, right by Wichita. They'll take off early in the morning on Friday morning, about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. They're taking off for Garden Plains. They were a very good football team last year, Garden Plains was. I don't know exactly their record this year.
I think didn't get a report of what happened last week, but they won week one. We know that. So good football team, be a good matchup. We'll have it for you on our group of stations on ESPN 1460 next Friday. But here the Stars win it 28-21. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll talk with Coach Harvey from Kearney Catholic, as well as give you all the stats. We come back to Miles Field after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials starting at $6.99. Rivals is also serving up the barbecue trio every Friday night, and Saturday night is the brisket special. Join Rivals for every Husker and Hastings Bronco game for a pizza and beer special only $21.99. Only at Rivals. Open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Welcome back here to Miles Field for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's go through the scoring summary. Don did a nice job of recapping the fourth quarter, but let's get this started with the first drive of the game here for Kearney Catholic. They were able to march right down the field. Matt Masker hit Cooper Holbrook on a five-yard screen pass. That made it 7-0 after Caleb Hoyt hit the extra point. Next drive for the Stars, same result. This time Masker hit Brett Kaiser, a 61-yard strike. They left him alone, and that spells doom for most people facing Kearney Catholic, as Masker found Kaiser a 61-yard strike, made it 14-0. But then Ogallala was able to kind of find their mojo a little bit. They scored with a minute 17 to go in the second quarter. Jake Estrada played running back most of the game, but here he played quarterback essentially, rolled out for a halfback pass, found Bryce Bohr on a 25-yard strike. The point after was no good. That made it 14-6. And then midway through the third quarter, Colby Rizek hit Bryce Bohr himself, this time from 11 yards out. They go for two. Rizek hit Estrada on a two-point conversion that tied things at 14, and things were certainly going their way. And Ogallala was driving. They eventually had to punt the ball, and Kearney Catholic got the ball after a penalty at the five-yard line, and they drove 95 yards, scoring with 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Masker hit Eric Pacheco on a 23-yard touchdown pass. The point after, again good, 21-14 Stars. The ensuing kickoff fumbled at the 20-yard line by Ogallala. The Stars get the ball right there. Eric Pacheco, after getting 32 yards on a third and very long, got it down to the one-yard line. Very next play, got it in on a Wildcat run from 1 yard out, made it 28-14. Stars scored twice in 49 seconds, and then Rizek hit Jake Estrada with a minute 35 to go from 53 yards out. Great run by Estrada in the open space. The point after was good, made it 28-21. Onside kick picked up by Blake, and the Stars get a first down, kneel on it, and they win this one by a final of 28-21. That is our scoring wrap-up. Our wrap-up is brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. And this one was not easy by any stretch of the imagination. Still work to do here for Kearney Catholic in terms of improving their running game. But in that 95-yard drive, Don, yep, they did a good job running the football.
They really did, Randy. You know, they must have saw something because they started going in with that a little bit of a shuffle move out of the I think it was Nathan Williams that did a lot of that, and he kept moving and moving and moving, and then he would pull and hit some people, and it opened up Cooper Holbrook to be able to run the football, and the line up front did a good job, and they just started picking away, and then it set up when they got down here to around the 30-yard line. It set up some play actions to be able to throw the football. But it was the running game that set up the passing game on that 95-yard touchdown drive that Kearney Catholic had. But, consistently, that's one thing that Coach Harvey's going to probably say, we need to be more consistent on the running game. But when they needed to, they stepped up. Those guys up front did a good job, and they stepped up, did Kearney Catholic, and was able to run the football and punch that one in on that drive.
So I have Kearney Catholic with 50 yards rushing as a team, 54 of those coming from Cooper Holbrook on 17 carries. Masker with negative yards. He was, I don't know if credited is the right word, but that high snap had a 23-yard loss on that. So he finished with a negative 15 yards rushing on 5 carries. Hoosman, 1 carry, negative 2 yards. Cole Staub, 3 carries for 6 yards. Eric Pacheco had 2 carries for 9 yards, including a touchdown and a big first down, getting those 8 yards. Also, Bartholomew had one carry for a negative 2 yards. Kearney Catholic did turn the ball over a couple of times, an interception and a fumble, something that has not really hurt them too much. Big night passing again for Matt Masker. I have him for 280 yards, had the touchdowns, 21 of 33, did have one interception, and finished with 1, 2, 3 touchdowns on the night. So 3 touchdowns and an interception. Again, a good touchdown to interception ratio there. So Masker, 280 yards throwing the ball. Pacheco was his favorite target as Pacheco finished with, and I'm doing my math in my head here a little bit, 50. Pacheco had over 100 yards receiving on 8 carries. And again, Kearney Catholic struggled a little bit running the ball, but certainly got the job done throwing it as they needed to. Ogallala, real quick, their numbers. Kobe Rizek, negative 21 yards rushing. Hammond finished with 21 yards rushing on 3 carries. Jake Estrada carried it 13 times for 58 yards. Max Lindgren had 4 carries for 31 yards. And Bryce Bohr, 1 carry for 9 yards. So 29 rushing attempts for 98 yards for Ogallala, well below their average, as the Kearney Catholic defense did a nice job there. Rizek in the air was 9 of 25 for 158 yards and did have an interception as well as a touchdown here in the game. So the Stars win this one by a final of 28-21. Not that easy, but I'm looking. I see no gray hairs on Rashawn Harvey's dome here. Congratulations. That you're, you know, this is the toughest win that you've had so far as the head coach, but this was a well played. This is a fun football game.
Yeah, it's fun, but not good for my heart, you know, and blood pressure and all that stuff. So, you know, it was a game of ups and downs and, you know, the roller coasters, the momentum. So we had the momentum early.
Yep.
They got the momentum. We couldn't do anything right. And then we finally got the momentum back when we were able to finally run the football.
Let's talk a little bit. What did you do different in terms of attacking style or philosophy? What did you do different to try to get that running game going?
We went to our H-back set, and then we use our H-back to block a little bit more. We're using the wham block, and we're using the kick the end. We'll slip them out after we kick block a few times, so we hit one of those tonight. So basically we just put another blocker in the box to kind of counter all the people they finally were bringing
yeah.
all the time. So.
And that kind of, you know, it seemed like to me that, you know, you guys were passing, and it kind of set up the run on that last, and then it was a crucial time, you know, because you were at your 5-yard line, and you had to go 95 yards, and then all of a sudden things started to click.
You know, we challenged the line. We told them at that timeout, or right at the start of the third quarter or fourth quarter, we told them we have got to run the football. We're going to win this football game. And they knuckled up, and we said, hey, if we don't knuckle up, we're not going to win this game. And so they finally decided to knuckle up a little bit and knock some guys off the ball, and, you know, we were able to get the clock moving.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we didn't want to throw that many times, but, you know, we got that philosophy, hey, if it's there, we'll take it.
Yep.
And so they started dropping some different coverages on us and then bring some pressure from the front side rather than the back side. So that hurt us in the passing game, but we were finally able to get the run game started.
They really only had one sustained drive for a touchdown. They got the short field after a turnover, and then they had the big play. I know you're the offensive guy, but your defense really stepped up tonight.
Absolutely. You know, at first I'm thinking, hey, we're going to run away with this thing. And then the defense got challenged, and then they had to step up to the plate and say, hey, we got to stop these guys. So our defensive guys did a great job tonight following the game plan. Yeah, we missed some tackles. Yeah, you know, we weren't in the right spot sometimes, but they got the job done, and that's ultimately what's important, got that win tonight.
And I think a big chunk of that was the guys up front. I think we mentioned Michael Daniels' name a whole lot tonight.
Yeah. And so, you know, Michael Daniel had a little challenge tonight, and he stepped up. And, you know, Clinch was in there kind of plugging some holes early. You know, we're bringing Murs. Nathan Williams, Murs.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we walked some guys up on the line of scrimmage to just kind of counter some of that misdirection they were doing. We wanted to get some penetration, and we started doing that. And they hit us a few times when they snuck 22 out from the tight end, which he's a pretty good ball player. You know, watch him on film. He's better in person than he is on film. I think he hit us for maybe, I'm guessing, he had over 100 yards receiving tonight. But he was deadly for them tonight. But we finally got him in check in that fourth quarter and got out of here with a win.
Yeah, him and that number 98,
you're close.
And you guys also, you know, you mentioned it many times. you can't key on one guy. You guys just spread the football around, and it seems like Metzger kind of looks over things and goes, okay, I got some one-on-one situations right here. I'm going to take that.
Right. And we tell those receivers, don't line up in the same spot.
Yeah.
Move around so they can't figure out where we are, and we will spread the wealth
yep.
at that time. Keep everybody happy.
Yeah.
And so, which makes me happy, I guess. But that is a plus for us to have some, you know, some veteran guys out on the perimeter. Got a quarterback that can read a defense.
Yep.
So that helps us tremendously. But again, I can't say enough about the defensive effort.
Yep.
Tonight, because when we couldn't move the ball offensively, those guys knuckled up on the defensive mm-hmm. side. So great job by the guys that put the defensive plan together. Coach Hoffman, you know, Coach Moses, Coach Brumgard, those are primary defensive guys, and Coach Pacheco. So they did a great job of putting that plan together for tonight.
Metzger tonight, 280 yards, according to my records, 21 of 33, 280 yards, three touchdowns. The one interception where, again, he's facing a lot of pressure, just yeah, it basically served as a punt because it was one of those situations where it could very easily have been sacked for a big loss. Talk a little bit about, you work with him all the time, being the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach. What do you see in him?
You know, that's a kid that, you know, he's got great potential. He's a kid that can sit back there. He's not afraid to sit in the pocket and take a hit. He'll sit back there and read that defense, and he won't focus on one guy. And tonight, one thing I saw, you know, in timeouts and even on the field in big moments, his leadership stepped up a little bit. You know, at times, you know, even last year and early this year, he didn't speak up a lot. But tonight he was a lot more vocal, and I saw the kids respond to that.
Weird schedule. This is the only game you play at home in the first month of the season, and part of that weird schedule was originally the state did not have a game for you week number 4, and you guys went out and found Garden Plain, Kansas, as you're going to be turning right when you get to Wichita. I mean, this is a game that's going a long ways away. You're playing at 5:00. We'll have it for you on our group of stations on ESPN 1460 next Friday night. But what do you know about Garden Plain, Kansas, and talk just in general about finding a way to schedule a game even though it's over 5 hours away and in a different state?
And when that schedule came out in February, you know, we noticed we were one of like 8 or 9 teams that only got 8 games with an odd number of C1 teams. And, you know, we felt like we were kind of snake bitten last year when we played Ogallala last year, who only had 8 games. But their point value was divided by 9, even though they had 8 games. So they would have been a Division I team if they were divided by 8. Instead, they ended up being a Division II team, so we lost 5 points. So which could have
that was the difference of getting in the playoffs.
That could have helped us get in that last spot, number 16, last year. So we said, hey, we looked at who we were playing and say, all right, we know who they have coming back. How can we strengthen our schedule in the sense to gain some more points, and no matter what, we get some more points to help us in seeding or getting into the playoffs. So we checked all over the place, and there was one team. And by chance, I know a guy down in Syracuse, Kansas, who actually called me and said, hey, I know a guy over at Garden Plain. I think he's got an open date. And I was like, well, okay. And then next thing you know, 5 minutes later, that guy called me. And I said, well, I'm not the AD. I'm not the principal. I'll pass the information along. And then long story short, it got scheduled.
But again, it's a weird thing. Mm-hmm. How is this going to work for you in terms of it's a different week for you because
right.
you're going to be eating donuts as you get on the bus to head to the game.
Yeah.
It's going to have a kind of almost a college feel to it in a way.
Yeah, we plan to, you know, you say college feel. We plan to stop halfway, I think, with Kansas Wesleyan. We've kind of talked with them to get out, get the boys on the field, stretch them out a little bit. And get down and play them, and we've got some film on them already. I tell you what, they're big, they're physical. They basically put a running back in at quarterback. The kid reminds me of Mazur, who I have nightmares of still.
Yeah.
But the kid is Mazur and more. That kid's pretty dang good, and they run that power read to the front side, and man, he pulls that ball, and they look good. They're fast.
Keep in mind, if you win next week, you will be the winningest Kansas coach in Kearney Catholic history.
I told someone the other day, I'm just going to go ahead and retire right now. I'm undefeated.
That's right.
Hey, nice win tonight. Congratulations,
thank
Rashawn.
You guys very much.
Good win. Nice job.
Thank Rashawn you. Harvey, head football coach here for the 3-0 Kearney Catholic Stars with a 28-21 win over Ogallala. And, Don, that was that was a well-played football game.
Yep.
I mean, sure, there was a few penalties here and there, the things that happen when 17-year-old kids get together and play football. But you see a lot of athleticism, a lot of effort. This was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. You know, and we knew coming into this game this had the potential to be a very, very good football game, and it didn't disappoint us one bit, Randy. That was a fun game to call and fun game to watch.
Well, as we mentioned, we'll have the Kearney Catholics' next game when they travel to Garden Plain, Kansas, next week, and we'll have that game on our group of stations on the ESPN Superstation, 1460 for sure. I think 1550 will have it as well in the Hastings area because they won't have the night game for a while, but I know it'll be on 1460 next week. And once again, the final in this one, it was Kearney Catholic with a 28-21 win. A great effort tonight for the Stars and Ogallala. Next up for them will be Cozad. The week after that, Kearney Catholic will play Cozad as well. And an update for you in the third quarter at last report, it was Kearney with a 34-7 lead over North Platte. Again, we'll update those and a whole lot more on our Rutz Heating and Air Friday Night Scoreboard Show coming up next right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Again, 28-21, Kearney Catholic over Ogallala. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Don Lees and our engineer Ed Smith back in the studios. Thanks for joining us, and stick around for the Rutz Heating and Air Friday Night Scoreboard Show coming up right now.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
For food that'll make you stand up and cheer, head to Fanatics. Start with traditional appetizers like mozzarella or breadsticks, or add a little spice to your life with jalapeno poppers. And